Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen.
As world leaders arrive, Denmark's Prime Minister has taken over the conference, and there's a breakthrough to compensate countries that preserve forests to minimize greenhouse gas effects. Georgia Tech environmental planner Brian Stone.
When we change land surface properties, cut down trees is the most extensive example, that raises temperatures.
But an overall agreement remains elusive, with major issues unresolved, especially between the U.S. and China.
They have been at loggerheads,
says David Doniger of the Natural Resources Defense Council.
All of these negotiations hit the valley of death a couple of days before the end, and then the negotiators know how to pull it together.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Copenhagen.
Backers of health care reform want Senate passage of a measure by Christmas. President Obama hopes a sit-down with Democrats will assure that happens. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
The president is challenging his fellow Democrats to unite behind the Senate health care reform proposal.
We are on the precipice of an achievement that's eluded Congresses and presidents for generations.
But there are major concerns among House liberals, including New York Democrat Anthony Weiner.
The most obvious is that the public option has been jettisoned.
So even if the Senate passes health care reform before its holiday break, it will be unlikely that major differences with the House would be settled in time to fulfill the president's wish for a bill to sign this year. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
On a health care reform-related issue, the Senate has turned aside an amendment that would have allowed the importation of less expensive prescription drugs from Canada. House cleaning time on Capitol Hill. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The House will try to finish up its work today, kicking some issues down the road with short-term extensions of unemployment insurance, help for the unemployed to buy health insurance, and the debt ceiling that lets the government borrow more money. They also have to block a cut in Medicare doctors' fees, pass a bill to fund the Pentagon, and a big jobs bill to spend leftover TARP money to build more roads and bridges and pay for more teachers and police.
I'm Steve Kathan. Congress is also tackling something most of us have complained about. We're watching TV, and the commercial blasts in louder than the program.
Commercials are too loud.
They're loud and they're annoying.
TV people insist there's no conspiracy.
We absolutely do not crank up commercials.
But now the House has just passed a bill to make them even out the volume. Stay tuned for Senate action on a similar bill. Nick?
Well, in the end, it wasn't even close. The City Council.
In this vote, the ayes are 11 and the noes 2.
City Council in Washington, D.C. giving its approval to the legalization of gay marriage. Even with the mayor's promised signature, and the measure's not home free yet, it must be approved by Congress, which has the final say over laws in the district. It's not likely to lessen tensions with the West. Iran has successfully test-fired a long-range missile. The test comes at a time of increasing worry over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Tehran's defense minister says the launch is part of the country's program to boost its deterrent capabilities. Source says President Obama has written a personal letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. The official won't reveal the letter's contents, but says it's part of Washington's bid to persuade North Korea to return.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
In sports, the Washington Capitals looked every bit the best team in the NHL last night. They toyed with the Avs 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for an accident. This is on the ramp to Foothills from westbound 36. You can actually see flashing lights from the highway, so people could be tapping their brakes as they are boulder bound. Now, the rest of metro highways, we're seeing volumes start to build just a little bit, but no significant delays. If you're traveling both in and out of Summit County along I-70, you're going to find slick spots at the Eisenhower Tunnel, as well as over both Vail and Loveland Passes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday from 7 a.m. to midnight. You'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. It's like getting paid to shop. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Bill Press, I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little finish!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little piss.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heathy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
President Obama says the Senate bill is not perfect by a long shot, but too much is at stake. We've got to pass it anyway. That's the latest. Now, they're not trying to shape the bill any longer. They're trying to sell it. Hey, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. It is the Bill Press Show. And we are live, as ever, here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Beautiful, beautiful sunny day today for a change. And a lot going on, both in the capital, where the debate over health care continues, Joe Lieberman continuing to dictate and get his way in the United States Senate, unfortunately, on health care. And then the debate shifted a little bit yesterday down to the White House, where the president summoned all 60 members of the Democratic caucus to come to the White House, came out afterwards, told reporters, as I just mentioned, yes, it's not perfect, but there's too much at stake here to let this opportunity pass. We've got to go with this bill, as imperfect as it is, get it passed, and then get to work on making it better already. President also meeting with some business leaders yesterday, and a great big Christmas party at the White House last night. I was there representing all of you, and I want to tell you, on your behalf, I had a great time.
Thank you.
And,
thanks, Bill. Thank you so much. That is so nice of you to say.
I thought you. Thank you. There you go.
I'm so touched.
I went just for you, and I drank and ate and made merry just for you. Okay.
Good.
All right. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
I did the same thing last night. I ate and drank and made merry. And I was hanging out with my kids. Not quite as exciting as the Obamas.
I'll tell you. And big exciting news this morning. Time Magazine, as if anybody still cares, came out with their announcement of the Man of the Year. Meredith Vieira asks Times Managing Editor Rick Stengel the big question on the Today Show.
So the winner is
Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the most powerful, least understood government force shaping our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they call in showbiz a dud. Yeah, how many copies is that going to sell?
Seriously,
for Ben Bernanke on the cover,
right, exactly.
Put Tiger on the cover, Obama on the cover, you're selling books, right? Oprah on the cover, you're selling magazines.
I mean, anybody but
Sarah Palin, even, I have to say.
Bill Press,
exactly.
Sell more than Bernanke, that's for sure.
I sell more than Bernanke, absolutely. All those right wingers would buy it, just you know. They cut up my picture and put it in their urinal.
Exactly. Use it as a dartboard.
9 minutes after the hour now. Yes, indeed. So we're going to be talking with Senator, two good friends here, Senator Tom Udall, coming up a little bit later. And I always get them confused. He's the one from New Mexico, Tom Udall. And then Senator Tom, his cousins from Colorado. Senator, kick off the hour with Senator Tom Harkin. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines. Making news. Has Jared Fogle fallen off the subway wagon? Pictures in this week's Star magazine show the famed spokesman for the sandwich chain looking like he gained all the weight back that he lost.
He's known for losing at least 100 pounds by just eating Subway restaurants and exercising, part of their massive marketing campaign for the last several years.
I saw these pictures. He looks just like the old Jared Fogle, except he's been stung by thousands of bees.
Okay. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame revealed its class of 2010 yesterday. The five performer inductees, ABBA, Genesis, Jimmy Cliff, The Hollies, and The Stooges, fronted by Iggy Pop.
This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In Cleveland.
Yes.
Visited by Peter Ogburn.
Yeah.
On our first visit to Akron, Ohio.
Yeah. And Miles Davis is now on the books on Capitol Hill. Yesterday, the House voted to honor his landmark 1959 album, Kind of Blue, on its 50th anniversary resolution, started by John Muir's passing on a 409-0 vote. The album went on to influence jazz players, but also rockers, like the Allman Brothers Band and Carlos Santana.
That's a classic, classic album. I mean, if any album deserves a piece of legislation, it's that one.
So it was a resolution just
to honor it for its 50th anniversary. John Conyers said, we need to honor it. It was good. And 409 congressmen agreed.
Well, I want to go back to our classic rock and roll time machine here, right?
Yeah.
The ones that were nominated, ABBA, right?
Do I really have to play ABBA?
Come on, a little. Yeah.
This is the most un-rock and roll list of people going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Is this from Mamma Mia? Is this in Mamma Mia?
This is in the Mamma Mia.
Okay. ABBA, Genesis?
Yeah. Forget a little. Do I have to play Genesis too?
This isn't rock and roll.
It's not rock and roll!
All right. Stooges, any better?
Now I wanna. The Stooges I'm with, man. Iggy Pop and the Stooges, that's rock and roll.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a big day, but I'm not sure it's worth another trip to Cleveland.
I'm definitely not going to go there to see ABBA and Genesis. No. No. The Stooges, maybe.
We were mentioned we're going to be joined by Senator Tom Harkin here briefly before the senator, before the president met with the senators yesterday. He went over to Home Depot in Northern Virginia, met with a group of business leaders there from Northern Virginia, talked about the importance of, in terms of jobs, of energy efficiency and insulation, weatherization. The president saying this is the way we ought to go in because it's not only going to create new jobs, it's going to save us energy and move us into an energy field in which we're going to be a lot less reliant on fossil fuels. But the big news of the day was the senator meeting yesterday at the White House with the Democratic caucus on the issue of health care reform. He came out afterwards, spoke to reporters there standing alongside of the president, Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senator Chris Dodd, and Senator Max Baucus, chair of the Senate Finance Committee, and the chair of the Senate Help Committee, Senator Tom Harkin, joining us now on the Bill Press Show. Senator, good to have you back. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Nice to be with you.
All right. So what I got the message from the president yesterday, and I was there at the White House listening in the briefing room, is that the bill is far from perfect, but the issue is too important to let this moment pass. We've got to pass this bill now and then get to work implementing it. Do I sum up kind of what his message was?
Well, Bill, I think you got it right.
And do you agree with it?
I do. I do. Look, I fought hard and long for the public option. I still think it's the best thing we could have done, but, well, we've got to confront reality, and Senator Lieberman was not going to vote for that. And so then we had the other thing, you know, we tried to come up with a Medicare buy-in at age 65, which he had campaigned for.
Right.
And which just as late as just a couple of months ago said he was in favor of. And then, well, we thought that would get it. And then over the weekend on Sunday, he came out opposed to that, too. So, well, what can you do? When you need 60 votes, you need 60 votes.
Well, I want to come to that question second. But let me ask you first, because I know, Senator, look,
I'll follow you. I would follow you over. Okay, I mean, I trust you more than anybody else in the Senate. I'll tell you that flat out. So, without the public plan option, and you've talked about this on the show, what's in this bill that's worth supporting?
What's worth supporting, Bill, is that for the first time, we're actually getting the stranglehold that the health insurance industry has had on us for far too long. What's in this bill is a package of reforms on insurance. You know the ones that they can't exclude you because of a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can't have a rescission clause. They keep you just because you get sick. They can't discriminate against women just because you're a woman. The kids can stay under parents' policy for a longer period of time. Number of these things.
There's the prevention and the wellness issues.
And as the president said yesterday, we've got a bigger package of prevention and wellness in this bill than has ever been passed by Congress before. And he said it right yesterday. He said that, this is really the way we're going to control costs, by keeping in the first place and focusing more on preventive medicine. So, and then there's other things in this bill, too, that really know about. For the first time, we are actually taking steps. They may be minor, but by gosh, we're moving in the right direction to reimburse on the basis of quality, not quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in that bill, and it's not been talked about for
much. And that's a long time coming. So, do you realistically think it's possible, or will be possible, to add to this bill? Let's say to add a public option, to add Medicare expansion in the next few years.
I do, and someone asked me to describe the bill the other day, last night, and I said, well, it's like what we're buying is a modest home, not a mansion. And it's a kind of a modest house. It's got a good foundation. As I said, it's going to cover 31 million Americans who don't have health insurance. It's got a pretty darn good roof over protecting people from these outrageous abuses of the insurance companies. It's got room for additions and new rooms on it. That's sort of my analogy.
So you can add a wing next year.
Add a wing. Look at it as a starter home, because this is not the end of health care reform. This is only the beginning of health care reform. And Bill, I got to tell you, I got to tell all my liberal listeners out there, it would be easy to just vote against this thing and say, no, trash it, start over again. My good friend Howard Dean has been saying that. I talked to Howard yesterday. I said, sometimes, like Humphrey used to say, if you can't get a whole loaf, take a half loaf. And that's what we're getting here. We're getting about a half a loaf, maybe a third of a loaf. But by gosh, we can come back in the future and we can change it. If we don't make these changes now, never in my lifetime will we probably ever be able to come back and do it. But now we've opened the door, we've taken the first steps, and on balance, it's better for America to do this than to stay with the status quo.
Now, how can, in light of that, Senator Tom Harkin, our guest here, senior senator from Iowa on the Bill Press Show, Senator, how can Joe Lieberman defend having campaigned all his life for as recently as you said 3 months ago, of expanding Medicare, and now it's in this bill, and yet he says he'll block it, filibuster it, can't vote for it because it expands Medicare?
Well, Bill, I'm the wrong person to ask that question. I just got to ask Joe that. I'm befuddled, as a lot of my friends and colleagues are. I don't know. But, the other thing is
Well, then why should there be system in the United States Senate where one man can stand in the way of 60?
That's what needs to be changed. And, here's an interesting little tidbit. 14 years ago, 1995, I introduced a bill to change the filibuster system and to get rid of the filibuster. I mean, you could delay something, you just couldn't stop it. You could delay it for a while, not stop it. And guess who my chief co-sponsor was?
Joe Lieberman.
And you know what? I've been thinking now, I'm going to reintroduce that bill. I didn't get anywhere with it then. The Republicans did it, and that was in 95. And so since we took over in 97, or I mean 07, I haven't gone anywhere But I think now may be a time to start looking at changing that rule. I don't know if I can get it done, but I think we got to start.
So you wouldn't do. You're saying you wouldn't do away with the filibuster, but it just could be used for major issues, or how would you limit it?
Well, I did some.
I mean, I think you're on the right track. I just
I did some research on the filibuster and how it came about. What happened is back in actually Thomas Jefferson's time, the Senate would meet. And, sometimes it took them, took someone a week or two to get here from their state.
Yep.
And so they had a provision there so that they could get to debate this and hold it up for two reasons, so that a senator could get there and also so that the public could be made aware of what they were trying to do. You know, in those days, no television, no radio,
mm-hmm.
just newspapers. So anyway, that sort of built up over the years. It was a process just to slow things down so that senators could be there and the public could be informed. Well, so what my bill does, my proposed legislation, is it just says, okay, on the first vote on filibuster, you need 60 votes. Then you have to wait. If that doesn't pass, then you can bring it up again, like in several days. Then it only takes 57 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bring it up several days later, and it only takes 54 votes. You bring it up several days later, you only need 51 votes, and that's the majority.
Now, well, let me ask you this then. Could this bill, with Medicare expansion, couldn't you pass that with reconciliation and just get 50 votes?
We
have
could.
Joe Biden standing by?
Yeah, we could, absolutely. We could go to.
Why doesn't Harry Reid do that?
Well, because we lose everything else in the bill. We lose all of the prevention and wellness. That falls. All of the insurance reforms on pre-existing condition stuff, there are certain rules in reconciliation that you can't have all this stuff on there like that. All you can have is just a money item. So you could expand Medicare, which is a money item, but you can't have all these others. Well, then some people say, well, then pass those other things separately.
Right.
I'm not certain we could get that done. Sometimes you put the package together, you try to peel off one piece, and you probably couldn't get it done. I mean, the prevention and wellness, for example, we've got we have $15 billion over 10 years for prevention and wellness. The House has more. They have $32 billion. Now, you think we could pass that in this Congress?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I doubt it by itself.
You know, it's just disappointing to get so far, to get so close, and then have this happen at the very end of it. But Senator, you've been a champion on this. You've been our leader, and we admire you for that, and thank you for that. And we'll count on you to get the best damn bill out of the Senate possible. Thanks so much, Senator.
Well, Bill, you probably know that, and you detect a note of frustration in my voice.
And you hear it in mine too.
All right.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Merry Christmas, Tom Harkin from Iowa. Boy, nobody.
I do not accept a future where the jobs and industries of tomorrow take root beyond our borders, and I know you don't either. It is time for America again.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Press Talk. AM760.net.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create it, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's Kevis. Inspiration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR, 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, Smoke Rings of Water Vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, man. 28 minutes after the hour? Whoa. The Bill Press Show wanting you to know that the sale from Saturn is here. The best deals ever on a new Saturn. With $4,000 total cash back on every new vehicle, or qualified buyers can choose 0% financing on all models. Length of contract is limited, but you can take delivery by January 4. So hurry down to your Saturn retailer today and check it out. And we will be talking with another good Democratic senator, Senator Tom Udall from New Mexico, about health care and other issues coming up here in the next segment of the Bill Press Show on this Wednesday edition, December 16th, so stay in there.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-860-4574. That's 1-800-860-4574.
AM 760, aggressive traffic.
Southbound side of 25, filling up in those usual spots, 104th to 84th, again from Park Avenue past Spear.
Also working a crash, boulder-bound turnpike. It's on the ramp to Foothills Parkway, causing minimal delays. Also patchy ice on I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel over Vail and Loveland passes. A train has damaged the road near the intersection of Park Avenue and Delgany. Restrictions are in place during the repairs. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, windy but mild and warm with a high of 55 degrees. Our current downtown temperature is 42. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your bathtub ugly? You can make it beautiful with a bathtub liner system from KH Bath Pros. They'll transform your bath at a fraction of the cost of a remodel. Get special pricing now through New Year's. Visit khbathpros.com. That's khbathpros.com.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software. So what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-500-2609. Since 1995, Matrix Direct has helped over a million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we could save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-500-2609. That's 1-800-500-2609. 1-800-500-2609.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, ShoveVac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009, while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show. Here we are. It is Wednesday, December 16, and we're coming to you live all across the great United States of America from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., right down the street from the United States Capitol building. President Obama, summoning members of the United States Senate, the Democratic Caucus, down to the White House yesterday for a kind of a little pep rally on health care reform among the senators there, of course. Our good friend, the new senator from the Democratic senator from the state of New Mexico, Senator Tom Udall, joining us here on our news line. Hey, Senator, good to have you back on the show. Thank you.
Good to be on the show.
What was the mood yesterday at the White House? It seems to me it was one sort of... from what I read, between the lines of kind of frustration, but accepting reality and moving on, huh?
I would characterize it as a serious mood, number one, and then the president trying to inspire the entire group of his former colleagues to seize the moment and enact something that would be good for the American people.
Well, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Senator, but... wouldn't he have done just as well if he had just invited Joe Lieberman down and said, okay, Joe, what do you want?
Well, I'm not taking it the wrong way. I really think there's probably at this point in time the need for LBJ or Lyndon Baines Johnson approach. You know, Johnson never let one or two senators hold things up. He'd get them in a room and he'd crack some heads and he'd find out what they needed. And I think some of that's going on with our leadership and also with the president. You know, Joe Biden ended up yesterday being the tough guy in that respect. He had some pretty strong words for us to sort out our differences and get this done.
So, but yeah, but why haven't they lowered the hammer on Lieberman?
Well, the problem with the way that the Senate works is one senator can really hold up the whole operation. And I think it's important that we have those kinds of discussions one-on-one. They're much more difficult to take in a whole. But I think some of that's being attempted as we speak.
One of the questions has been raised, Senator, is, I mean, because I go down to the White House briefings, right, and we've been told there so many times that the White House is very limited in what it can do, you know, with the Congress, and they don't want to dictate to the Congress. They're kind of letting the Congress work this out, especially on the public plan option, which the president pushed so much early on. And then he sort of backed off and said, you know, it's up to the Senate, kind of what they can do, what they can get the votes for. Okay, yet, when Senator Byron Dorgan had his amendment on the importation of drugs, which the White House didn't want, boy, they got to work and they rounded up enough votes to kill it yesterday. So it seems to, again, seems to me, and some others are saying, that the White House has been willing to get involved on one issue, but not on the public plan option. Is that fair criticism?
Well, I think it's fair to say that they haven't taken a firm, a solid stand for the public option and said the public option should be in the bill or we're not going to sign it. Now, you know, I think from their point of view, they're probably thinking this is the lesson of the past. When you take a firm position, as President Clinton did on some of the health care reform, this Congress just walked away from it. And so I think they have that flexibility there. I would sure appreciate some strong words on the public option and support and saying let's work and find some ways. So those of us that have been strong champions of the public option are trying to do everything we can to work within the caucus to get something in there that brings competition, that lowers costs, and that isn't just pumping more money into the insurance industry, which we know has these incredible profits.
Yeah, and so the original Harry Reid public option, which he put in the bill that went to the Senate floor, couldn't get the 60 votes for that. So then they went back to this compromise worked out by the gang of 10, and now even that has been taken out. So there's no public plan option. There's not going to be a public plan option in this bill. Isn't that correct?
Well, I don't know that we can say that at this point. I hope that we can work with still the framework of this Office of Personnel Management and work with what's in the bill in terms of allowing states to maybe come together and do a robust public option. I think there are some ways we could work around this, but I sure hope we don't get to the point where there's nothing in there that is in of the nature of a nonprofit pursuing health care for the American people. That's really what I would like to see, because I think if you look at other countries around the world, one of the ways they hold down costs is with a nonprofit model, and the nonprofit is dedicated just to health care, denying health care, and that's what I'd like to see in the bill.
Senator Tom Udo from New Mexico here on the Bill Press Show on this Wednesday. Senator, so let's get back to the, you know, Lieberman's able to block this whole thing, of course, because of the filibuster. Is it time to take a second look at this filibuster? I mean, isn't it abused today where it's used for, like, everything?
It is so abused compared to going back a number of years and taking a look at how it operated then. You know, there were points in the Senate's history where they never needed anything like this. There were other points in the Senate's history where they voted on a majority basis like the House does to cut off debate. There's nothing magic about this particular rule, I don't think. I mean, here in 1975, they moved the filibuster rule down from 67 to 60, so that change was made. But it's clear what the Republicans are doing is they have decided in a united way to not work with us at all.
That's right. That's right.
And at every step of the way, they delay and slow us down and slow walk us through this process. And so I think we need to take a look at the rules. You know, Senator Harkin, who I believe was on in front of me,
he had
a bill
a
ways back that put some limits on the filibuster and really drove people in the Senate to try to work with each other, and it would lower the number after a certain number of hours. And so it might be 60, but then it might go to 59, 58, and move its way down so that you could reach a majority position. Right now, we're stuck with this 60 votes, and I think that's a very, very difficult number to come up with and to have us all work together. I really view the cloture vote as a procedural thing. When you have 60, it ought to be a procedural vote, and then if you disagree with the final bill, you can vote against it, but
exactly.
It can pass on a majority.
Right. By the way, Senator Harkin did tell us that was 1995 when he first introduced that, and his co-sponsor at the time was, of course, Senator Joe Lieberman. How many, if you wanted to change that rule, Senator, would you know off the top of your head, how many votes would you need?
The change, the actual filibuster rule?
Yeah.
I believe that you need 67 votes.
That's what
I was briefed on yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's contained in the rule.
Right.
Now, there are a number of ways to take a look at this. Senator Harkin's way is one. I'm also looking into it, and I think we need to start talking about how we can move forward and do our very best for the American people. The important thing is that the Senate's holding up the whole show here. We've dropped the public option. We're, as I said, working on some of these other ideas, but at this point we haven't found anything that please all 60 senators, and so that's a real problem.
Senator Tom Udall, do you have, Senator, the other issue I just want to ask you briefly about, yesterday I was at the White House when Governor Pat Quinn from Illinois and Senator Dick Durbin came out with General Jones, the National Security Advisor, saying that the United States is going to buy this prison in Thompson, Illinois, and move whatever detainees are left at Guantanamo Bay to Illinois. Mitch McConnell says this is going to make Illinois a target for terrorist attacks and is a bad idea. We can't contain these people on American soil. Any comment on that?
I think we should close Guantanamo. I think the president was right in setting a deadline and saying we're going to get this done. We need to find a place that these terror suspects can be held securely. It may well be Illinois. It may be someplace else. But the important thing is to dismantle Guantanamo and return to a situation which follows the law and shows the values that we stand for around the world.
Well, Senator, I'm glad you're still fighting for the public plan option. The chances are running out and the time is running out, but you and Senator Harkin and Chuck Schumer and others, and Bernie Sanders, you know, continue the good fight. We'll get the best will we can out of the Senate. Thanks, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you very
All right,
much.
Merry
you
Christmas
have a good
to you, too. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Take care. Bye-bye.
43 minutes after the hour. So I think we're down to this question about the filibuster, boy. I think this is where we got to go. We've got to throw the filibuster out the window, or at least do what Tom Harkin says and limit it. I would limit it to there's certain, it's got to be of a certain importance. It just can't be used for a procedural thing of stopping a vote. And that's what Lieberman is using it for. Not to stop the bill, but to stop even voting on the bill. It's time to end the filibuster. 866-55-PRESS. What do you think? Isaac, let's go. That's a brand new cause. Today's cause.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This.
Somewhere in America, a factory grows quiet. Pumps and compressors come to rest. But instead of shutting down, this business is gearing up for global competition with new cutting-edge systems. Siemens energy-efficient motors and automation can reduce energy costs by as much as 40%. Efficient answers make industries stronger. And Siemens' 69,000 U.S. employees have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The Senate's healthcare debate affects everyone. See it all live this month on C-SPAN 2. Follow amendments to the bill on topics including abortion and the public option. Track daily votes, plus evening and weekend sessions in a debate expected to last weeks. There's nowhere else on television to see it unedited and commercial-free. For the latest healthcare events and C-SPAN 2 schedule news, visit c-span.org/healthcare.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Starting to pack up on the highway systems around Denver and Boulder, but still in decent shape accident-wise. Do have one crash on the ramp to the Foothills Parkway from westbound 36. Normal jams in Aurora southbound 2 and a quarter. 6th Ave to Alameda, again from Yosemite to 25. Want to let you know a train has damaged the road near the intersection of Park Ave and Delgany. Restrictions in place during the repairs. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy, but warm. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Do you have dark circles and bags under your eyes but can't find a product that works? Then stay tuned, because the next 60 seconds will change everything. Hydralyze is a proven breakthrough that has shown amazing results in people with dark circles and under-eye puffiness due to aging, fatigue, even heredity. And for a limited time, we're looking for 100 women in this listening area to try it free. Just call 1-800-600-2125. The first 100 callers are guaranteed a risk-free trial. So call now. If lines are busy, try again. The proven ingredients in Hydralyze help erase the appearance of bags and dark circles. The results are so impressive, women who've tried it say it's life-changing. And now it's being offered free to this station's first 100 callers. Hydralyze is not available in stores, so call immediately to see if you're one of the first 100 callers. And try it before you buy it. Phone lines are open now. Call 1-800-600-2125 for your free trial. 1-800-600-2125.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
This is Dave Logan speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
I'm not too sure I can answer that question, but I'm hopeful that the politicians that we elect in office can come to the table and agree to something here.
Well,
that's,
I think
that's my expectation.
Okay, I think you may be putting too much faith in them. You know, I think leadership in this country comes from the bottom up, not from the top down. At least that's the way it's been lately. Walter, coming from out in Detroit. Hey, Walter.
Hey. My question is this. If the senators are required to stand up there in the well
and recite from the Bible or read the newspaper. Why not make them do it?
You mean, No. You know what? That's an excellent point. I made that point a couple of days ago on the show. Because, you see, what Walter's referring to is the way the filibuster used to be, that if they wanted to stop something, then they had to keep talking. That was the only way. And they made them stand up there, and it was sitting up there for hours. I mean, I forget now what I think maybe Strom Thurmond still holds the record, but there were like almost days that people would stand up there. And there are funny stories about, you know, somebody would slip them a glass of water. They might make a mistake and take a drink of water, and then suddenly they had to pee, and they couldn't talk any longer. But now they changed the rules, I forget, recently, within the last maybe 10 or 15 years, so that they don't have to actually be reading the newspaper or reading the Bible. They can just kind of file a filibuster hold on stuff. And it's kind of almost like a virtual filibuster. No, but so Walter, I think you're onto something. Yeah, make them go back up there, and then give them a glass of orange juice and see how long they can stand there without having to take a potty break. Dave calling from Minneapolis. Hey, Dave.
Hey, I'm a little confused because when the Republicans wanted to get their judges,
yes,
they kept talking about the nuclear option, and all of a sudden we hear that to change the filibuster we need 67 votes. And I don't understand how both could be true.
All right. Well, here let me help you out. You're right. When the this is the hypocrisy of it all, and which I think shows both the hypocrisy of the Republicans and the stupidity of the Democrats. When the Republicans were in charge, the Democrats, and I can't give you the exact number of times, but they used the filibuster or threatened it very rarely. You could probably count on one hand the number of times that they did so, but only on some judicial nominations, only, not on legislation, not on whether or not you were going to have a vote, all that kind of stuff, right? So then, and they threatened, the Republicans were still so upset, they threatened the nuclear option, meaning that they were going to bring it up for a vote, didn't mean they would win, to get rid of, end the filibuster, change the rules and end the filibuster, for which you would need, as Tom Udall just told us, 67 votes. Okay, flash forward. Then the Democrats get in charge, and the Republicans, who wanted to get rid of the filibuster, now use it for every single vote in the Senate. Every single vote in the Senate has to have 60 votes. They have made it not the rule, but the rule for everything. And the Democrats have gone along with it. So I just think that the Democrats have made a big mistake, and now they're paying the price. Larry, out in Columbus, Ohio. Larry.
Hi.
Hi.
Of course, the guy said don't say hi.
Anyway. Hi.
All right, I messed it up. All right. So, what I don't understand, I enjoy you. I think you're a good guy, but I disagree with 99% of what you say.
All right.
Republicans do not control anything. And for the president to go up there and start blaming Republicans and for you to blame Republicans, and then for you to talk about majority rules and then get upset when the majority rules, is ridiculous.
Larry, wait. I just can't let you get away with that. I've been blaming Joe Lieberman. I've been blaming the Republicans. The Republicans, I think, are wrong, all 40 of them, just to say we're going to vote no because we're Republicans. I don't think that's what opposition party ought to do. I think they ought to, you know, think for themselves. But anyhow, no, you've heard me for the last 3 days. It's Joe Lieberman. It's not the Republicans. This is Joe Lieberman. The Democrats cannot blame the Republicans on this. I've said that over and over again. The Democrats can only blame themselves for letting Joe Lieberman, traitor Joe, dictate what's in the bill. And that's where Harry Reid is wrong and Barack Obama is wrong. Larry, listen more closely to the show.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
When did you... This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, Shop-Vac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009, while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The anti-aging skincare market is so saturated right now, advertisers will say anything to get you to buy their products. So how do you know which ones to believe? Here's a little secret. Confidence. Companies so confident in their products, they're willing to give them away for free. Like the makers of Hydroxytone. Dermatologist-recommended Hydroxytone is clinically proven to visibly erase wrinkles, tighten skin, and make frown lines disappear. It can take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible. And if you call now, it's free. The number for your free trial is 1-800-200-3691. See what I mean? Confidence. Hydroxytone's results are so impressive, it was even given away in celebrity gift bags at the Emmy Awards and featured in Allure magazine. Take advantage of this risk-free offer and see for yourself. What do you have to lose, other than a few wrinkles? Get your free trial of Hydroxytone at 1-800-200-3691. Supplies are extremely limited, so please hurry. 1-800-200-3691.
Trying to lose weight? Well, if you say yes to the following, you will qualify for a free weight loss trial. Please listen carefully. Are you trying to lose more than 20 pounds? Are you 18 or over? Have you given up on dieting? If you said yes to all of the above, congratulations, you qualify for a free weight loss trial. To experience the 14-day slim down, call within the next 24 hours and claim your free two-week supply. The number is 1-800-600-0807. Please note that if you are currently dieting on your own, with a popular weight loss program, or with special prepared foods, you are not eligible for this free program. Again, if you are trying to lose over 20 pounds, are 18 or over, and are currently not using any other diet program, you are eligible to participate in the free weight loss trial. Results are guaranteed. If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, December 16, my parting shot for day at the White House yesterday, as we've been talking, it was pretty clear that we've turned the corner on health care. For President Obama, it's no longer a question of how to shape the bill. Now it's a question of how to sell it to a skeptical American public. We now know there won't be any public plan option in the Senate bill at all, not even the compromise on Medicare worked out last week. Why? Because Joe Lieberman won't vote for it. That's the only reason. So now we have to make a tough decision. Do we accept a bill with no public plan option as the best we can get for now and a good down payment on the future? Or do we reject this plan and start from scratch? Howard Dean says, forget it. Without an expansion of Medicare, there's not enough good stuff in the bill. But President Obama says, hold your nose and support it. It's not perfect, but it's a good start. Well, you know what? Sorry, Mr. President, but I believe Howard Dean is right on this one. And that's my parting shot for today. And Howard Dean himself will join us on our Thursday edition of the Bill Press Show, and I'll be with you live from New York City tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
The following statements are documented responses from Ovation Cell Therapy clients in an online customer survey.
Your product is the greatest I have ever used. I'm so glad I tried it. My hair was incredibly thin and dull before Ovation. Now it's like a new head of hair. Thicker, shinier, and even the color has improved. People keep asking me if I dyed my hair. Thanks for a great product.
I was skeptical about the success stories from Ovation customers, but I'm not anymore. Not only did my hair grow faster,
The Ovation system made my hair softer, and I experienced less breakage.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's the Fed chairman. Ben Bernanke is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Time's Michael Grunwald tells us why.
He realized he had to do whatever it takes to avoid a depression, that he had to save the financial system, not because he loved bailing out the irresponsible giants of Wall Street, but because he needed to save the people on Main Street.
Critics have said Bernanke was part of the bubble economy that pushed the financial system to the brink, but economist Peter Morici says Bernanke came through when it really counted.
He gave the banks the money, the Great Depression was avoided, but now the banks are back to their old tricks, and we can expect another crisis in the future.
Two new readings on the economy have just come out. One shows a 0.4% uptick in consumer prices, mostly because of higher energy prices. The other points to a nearly 9% gain in home building last month with an assist from mild weather. At the Copenhagen Climate Conference, police used tear gas and clubs to keep protesters from disrupting the meeting. CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us what the delegates have been up to.
Talks on the key issues are largely deadlocked, and there's a new squabble about competing proposals. But underlying it all, a wide divide separating rich and poor nations. Venezuela's leader Hugo Chavez a few minutes ago through a translator argued developed countries must do more.
500 million people, the richest, 7% are responsible for 50% of polluting emissions.
The fate of the conference rests with world leaders coming here for a summit. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Copenhagen.
Sunday, a deranged man put Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi in a hospital by hitting him in the face with a chunk of metal. Overnight, another troubled man managed to get to the hospital floor where Berlusconi has been recovering. Police say this one apparently meant him no harm. In this country, another couple got into the White House when it wasn't expected. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. How did it happen, Peter?
Well, Frank, maybe not expected, but the White House insists these people did have a last-minute invitation. The White House confirming Harvey and Paula Darden of Hogansville, Georgia, who showed up a day early for a tour here, were ushered into an invitation-only Veterans Day breakfast. Harvey Darden is a Vietnam War vet. He told CBS News they were surprised, especially at meeting the Obamas and the Bidens. White House officials and the Secret Service insist the Dardens were properly screened for entry here, Frank.
A big grocery chain will pay almost $9 million to settle a series of discrimination complaints. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What's this about, Steve?
Well, it's about black and Hispanic workers at Albertsons.
And at Albertsons, we want to be a part of your holidays.
The chain, with 250 stores in seven states, agreeing to pay all that money to 168 workers who said they were subjected to racial taunts and restroom graffiti displaying lynchings and swastikas at the company's distribution center outside Denver. Federal investigators say it was so bad, some workers went home at lunch or relieved themselves outside the building.
Frank, S&P futures are up 4 points just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has new lower prices all through the store, which means a Home Depot gift card, which you can get in-store or online, will be the best last-minute gift ever. Your friends will get even more gift for the money. Your family will get something they actually want. And you, well, you won't have to worry about all that last-minute wrapping. All thanks to a Home Depot gift card and new lower prices store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Some brands benchmark their competition. Chevy goes even further and looks at the best of the best. You can see it in their fit and finish and the meticulous attention to detail paid to their new cars and crossovers. People are noticing too, including the toughest of critics. In fact, no one has more Consumers Digest Best Buys for the 2010 model year than Chevy, with award-winning cars and crossovers. Compare Chevy to anyone, and may the best car win.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A woman convicted of swapping out syringes at two hospitals will fill in some blanks for the feds today. Kristen Parker is a month away from picking up a possible 20-year prison sentence. Today, investigators will feed her questions submitted from the more than 30 people infected with hepatitis C through Parker's actions. Lori Lalini spoke with our partners at 9 News.
She's going to be going away for a long time in a federal prison, and we may not have an opportunity to ever ask her questions that may help not only me and the other victims, but other folks who may be in the same situation.
Victims are not allowed at today's questioning, but they will have an opportunity to address Parker at next month's sentencing hearing. Your kids may have been given a dose of the recalled H1N1 vaccine, but the state health department says there's no reason to worry. Nurse Margaret Huffman says some of the less potent vaccine did get to Colorado, but since kids have to get another vaccine anyway, it shouldn't be a problem.
They are, however, in line to receive two doses of H1N1 vaccine regardless. So when they receive that second dose, they're fully covered.
800,000 doses of the vaccine have been recalled. In sports, the Washington Capitals put a whooping on the Avs last night, beating the Avs 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 loading up on that approach to 104th, taking you towards 84th. Brakes loose for a little while once you're making your way past 36, but you'll tap your brakes again from I-70 down towards Spear. Speeds through that stretch, dipping down into the 30 and 40 mile an hour range. We've got a surface street accident northbound Santa Fe near Dartmouth. Outside the metro, slick spots on I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel, as well as over both Vail and Loveland passes. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise, but a cloudy one with a projected high in the mid-50s, currently 38 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get to Kohl's two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday from 7 a.m. to midnight. You'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. It's like getting paid to shop. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and the Tina Show gives tips on how to do repairs around the home, maintenance that could save you from costly repairs, advice on buying and selling your home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. And as owners of Ridgemore Realty, one of Denver's premier home buyers, they'll even purchase your home if it's beyond repair. Tune in to the Fix It Up with Steve and the Tina Show, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
To feel dark and stormy. But man, the last 24 hours has just hit me like a ton of bricks. And we are going to really get into it today. We have a really, really great show coming up today. At 7:20, we're going to be joined by my old friend, my old boss, Ned Lamont, who ran against Joe Lieberman in 2006. We're going to try to get the inside story on what is going on with Joe Lieberman. I have a blog post going up on my blog. You can find my blog. Go to am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, and then on the side there's a link to my blog. I've got a blog post going up referring to Lyndon Baines Lieberman. Lyndon Baines Lieberman, the most powerful senator since Lyndon Johnson's Master of the Senate era. I submit that to you. This guy has bent the entire will of the entire Congress to his will. It is disgusting and nauseating, but it is a sight to see. We're going to get into it with Ned Lamont at 7:20 about what is really going on. How is Connecticut reacting? Does Joe even care about Connecticut? Then at 8, we're going to be joined by Scott Paul, the founding executive director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, just to talk a little bit about jobs. A lot of back and forth about what we can do, what we can't do to create jobs. So we're going to get a little update from him. And then at 9, my good friend, the nation's Washington editor, Chris Hayes. He's a longtime friend of mine. We're going to check in with him about everything, including whether there may be some effort in Congress to stop President Obama from escalating the war in Afghanistan. We have a huge amount of news on the docket this morning, and a huge amount of extremely, extremely bad news. I just have to, again, it gives me no great happiness to be doom and gloom, but this is the kind of thing that, this is the kind of day that makes me think of this little line from Office Space.
Ever since I started working,
Every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
It is messed up. It is messed up. But that is how I think a lot of people are really feeling right now. And I want to give you just a rundown of what's out there today. Every story that I read and tell you about right now is going to blow your mind. A1 on the Washington Post, U.S. gave up billions in tax money in deal for Citigroup's bailout repayment. The federal government quietly agreed to forego billions of dollars in potential tax payments from Citigroup as part of the deal announced this week to wean the company from the massive taxpayer bailout that helped it survive the financial crisis. The IRS late Friday issued an exception to a long-standing tax rule for the benefit of Citigroup and a few other companies, handing over $38 billion, $38 billion to Citigroup executives and Citigroup shareholders. You might remember Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone reported on how the Obama administration is packed full of former Citigroup executives. And now they get this quiet tax change on Friday to hand over $38 billion to Citigroup. This is on A1 of the Washington Post. We're going to post a link to it on our website as well at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. If that's not bad enough, check out openleft.com. My first blog post of today is about Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Ben Bernanke. Now, Person of the Year, you know, Adolf Hitler was, I think, one time Person of the Year, and bad guys are Person of the Year, and good guys are sometimes Person of the Year. So Person of the Year, it's not outrageous that Ben Bernanke's Person of the Year. He has been an impactful person over the last year. That's absolutely true. What is disgusting, what makes me think of that Office Space quote, where my little take on it, which I say every day, is every day I wake up and think I've seen the craziest thing the day before, and every day I realize I haven't seen the craziest thing. Time Magazine doesn't just name Ben Bernanke the Person of the Year. Time Magazine has the nerve to tell us to thank Ben Bernanke. The subhead on its Person of the Year announcement: the story of the year was a weak economy that could have been much, much weaker. Thank the man who runs the Federal Reserve. Thank the man who runs our Federal Reserve. Now, my column last week was all about how Ben Bernanke fell down on the regulatory job when he, in the lead up to the Wall Street meltdown. That is not in dispute. Not in dispute. Ben Bernanke went before the banking committee 2 weeks ago and acknowledged that the Federal Reserve fell down on the regulatory job. Remember, the Federal Reserve regulates banks. How much money do banks have to have in their reserves before they lend? All sorts of other regulatory matters that deal with how much risk banks can take. That is regulated by the Federal Reserve. Ben Bernanke goes before Congress, acknowledges that he fell down on the job, and then in the subsequent year handed out, according to the Inspector General of the Treasury Department, somewhere in the range of $20 trillion in low-interest loans, no-interest loans really, and government guarantees to try to clean up his mess. The result has been a massive recession, 10% unemployment, debt as far as the eye can see, and Time Magazine literally is asking us to thank him. Thank the man who runs the Federal Reserve for saving the economy. I don't even know what to say. I mean, this is the kind of thing, every day I wake up and think I've seen the craziest, most sickening crap the day before, and nearly every single day I realize I haven't. I just want to play this Office clip again, because this quote from Office Space is exactly how I'm feeling.
Ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
It is messed up, man. It is messed up. But I'm going to go even further and give you something even more messed up than that. The headline from the Washington Independent. Senate Dems protect Big Pharma. In a big win for the pharmaceutical industry, the Senate on Tuesday killed legislation that would have made it easier for Americans to buy their prescription drugs from abroad, where prices are much cheaper. The vote count was 51 to 48. Nine shy of the 60 votes needed to pass the legislation. Polls show the legislation is supported by 80% of Americans. Mark Udall voted against this. Mark Udall voted against allowing you to buy cheaper prescription drugs. Your pharmacist, your wholesaler. He voted against this bill to allow Americans to buy cheaper prescription drugs from other industrialized nations, a privilege that every other industrialized nation already has. Right now, the pharmaceutical industry makes drugs outside the country. There's a New York Times story that one listener sent over to us about how drug factories are opening up in China and in the developing world to evade our safety laws, our domestic environmental laws, and so that they can then sell the drugs back into our country at an inflated price. Drug manufacturers are allowed to import the drugs. Our wholesalers and pharmacists are not allowed to go abroad and buy them at lower prices. They have created a drug cartel. Mark Udall voting for the drug cartel. It is so sick. It is absolutely so sick. Now, I've got a call to action for you before we get to a traffic update. I want you to call Michael Bennett's office. Michael Bennett voted for prescription drug importation. You got two messages for Michael Bennett today, okay? 303-455-7600 is his Denver office. 303-455-7600 is probably not open yet. His D.C. office, 202-224-5852, 202-224-5852. Call him, tell him he made a good vote on importation, and tell him tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. in his committee, 9:30 a.m. in Bennett's banking committee, Ben Bernanke comes up for renomination. That vote is going to happen. Tell him to vote this guy down. We have got to vote this guy down. Again, 202-224-5852. I'm David Sirota here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the traffic update, we're going to check in with Ned Lamont, the guy who ran against Joe Lieberman in 2006 to try to figure out what is going on with Joe Lieberman. Is there any way to stop this monster? After a traffic update with John.
Let's start on 25 South and Dave. Northbounders struggling. County line to Orchard. Speeds in the 30s. And that stretch also tapping the brakes there after Downing Street approaching 6th Avenue. Southbound side stop and go 120th to 84th. Also heavy from I-70 past Spear. Got an accident on the ramp Foothills Parkway west from westbound 36. Also got a crash northbound Santa Fe near Dartmouth. And if you're around Park Avenue and I-25 and I-70 where that all comes together, had a train lose a part this morning, damaged the road near the intersection of Park Ave and Delgany. Restrictions in that area still. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, windy but mild and warm, a high of 55 degrees. Our current downtown temperature is 43. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Home Buyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you like listening to music on your computer, listen to this. Now you can hear all your iTunes playlists, internet radio stations, sports, and more in a different room with the new Bose Wave Music System SoundLink. No need to run wires. A small USB plug-in sends audio wirelessly from your computer to the system. This compact system plays CDs and AM/FM radio too, and it sounds much bigger than its size. The Wave Music System now plays music from your computer wirelessly. Check it out. It's only from Bose. New study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Masked and stored away in vaults. Today, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of these shimmering U.S. silver coins with a historical legacy beyond their silver value. Available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-400-1841. To receive the free collector's DVD, call now. The number again is 1-800-400-1841. That's 1-800-400-1841.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, ShoveVac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009 while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on money-saving home repair, buying, and selling a home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ho!
That's it, Santa? Just ho?
Well, times are tough. I'm scaling back. Ho!
Cheapskate.
You're fired.
Times are tough.
You got that right.
And being a talk radio station, we know that words can go a long way. So we'd like to wish you happy holidays from AM 760.
Ho!
You do know that ho means...
I get it. Shut up.
Oh.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to 52, 53 degrees today. It is a dark day out there, a lot of really, really bad news out there. And we refer very often on this show to Joe Lieberman. He's coming up more and more in the news. And I always say this because Democrats who are now having problems with him in the Congress, many of them were the ones who backed Joe Lieberman and did not help out the guy who ran against him in 2006. And I always mention this when they complain then, about Lieberman. I always bring up this kind of idea.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you...
This is what happens when Democrats help empower a guy who has now become a monster. And joining us now on the line is Ned Lamont, the guy who ran against Joe Lieberman in 2006. I worked for Ned, full disclosure. Ned, how you doing?
Hey, David. It's great to be back with you and your listeners. And I'm sorry, we didn't quite get the job done in 2006.
Hey, no apologies from you necessary, man. You had the guts to run against him.
Look, we took them on hard, and I'm getting hundreds of emails, especially in and around now, people that say, look, I thought it was just about the war, and otherwise Joe is okay. Joe went on to McCain. Joe is now the fly in the ointment trying to stop health care reform. It was a lot more than the war.
Yeah, it was a lot more than the war, and we tried to tell that story, and I think it was difficult to tell that story. We now have this idea out here. There is this story in the New York Times that tries to get at the motives of Joe Lieberman, and this is really fascinating. Even for Joe, I can't believe this, and people got to hear this. Mr. Lieberman said that he grew apprehensive about this Medicare buy-in issue, allowing people to buy into Medicare at age 55 instead of 65, a policy proposal that he had supported just 3 months ago. And Lieberman goes on to explain why he decided then now to oppose it, and he said he was particularly particularly troubled by the overly enthusiastic reaction to the proposal by some liberals, including Congressman Anthony Weiner. Congressman Weiner made a comment that Medicare buy-in is better than a public option, and Lieberman goes on to say, basically, that he saw that progressives liked this idea, and that's how he made his decision to oppose this proposal. Ned, do you think that's really what's motivating Joe Lieberman, or do you think it's the insurance industry in Connecticut? I mean, what do you think is going on here?
I think he loves to be the 60th vote. He loves to be in the catbird seat, and he loves to have everybody talking about him. As you pointed out, in our race in 2006, he was a strong supporter of the Medicare buy-in. Folks between 55 and 65 are often unlikely to be insured, often very expensive for their employers. It would have been a good thing for small business and good for those folks. It was a really reasonable compromise. That's why Joe supported it back in 06, and why he flipped now on the eve of health care reform. I think he loves to be in the catbird seat.
You are considering a run for governor of Connecticut now, and folks can find Ned's website at nedlamont.com. And do you sense when you go around the state that people in Connecticut feel regretful of voting him in? Do they feel helpless? I mean, the fact is, is there much that we can do to really pressure Joe Lieberman? He doesn't seem to really care about much of anything.
Well, David, his base is now the Republican Party, so I think that's who he's playing to here in Connecticut and beyond. I sense as I go around the state of Connecticut, there's just a little bit of Joe fatigue. And I think what they really want is a vote on this health care reform. You know, maybe an up or down vote. If Joe wants to oppose it, he can oppose it. But I think at this point, people say enough. This is a generational opportunity to fundamentally change how we do health care in this state and this country. Let us vote, Joe. That's what I hear wherever I go.
When you look at this issue, and you've been a businessman, you've been in politics, when you look at a Joe Liebermanized health care bill, a bill that has no public option, that has no Medicare buy-in proposal, you hear Howard Dean now saying that they should kill this bill. You've got the White House saying, no, this is as good as we can get. Where do you come down on that?
I come down as a small business guy, started up a business, had my health insurance rates go up about 23-24%. You know, it happens on 60 days notice. It's probably the biggest tax that we pay is health insurance. You want to know why small business is a little reluctant to hire? It's in part because of the high cost of health care. And I support this health care reform, and I support any of these options that give small business a choice. Give us a little competition. Let us buy into a larger pool. Give us some opportunity to reduce those costs so we can start growing again. As you know, David, small business is the engine of economic growth and jobs. And right now, we pay 20-30% more for the same health insurance than the big business do. It's silly the way we've got our incentives skewed. So, look, I'm at the end of the day, I think, with President Obama. I think we've got to pass something. I think this is not what we want, but it's better than the status quo.
Again, on the line with us, Ned Lamont. You can find his website, nedlamont.com. He was the guy who ran against Joe Lieberman in 2006. And Ned, do you think, is there some part of you, or should there be some part of progressives, the progressive movement that looks at what's going on with Joe Lieberman and says, you know, we told you so? Or, and this is a fascinating comment, it was Russ Feingold who was basically saying, he's in the news today, saying that actually what Joe Lieberman is doing with all of his trying to water down the health care bill is actually what President Obama and the administration really wants. What do you think that it is what President Obama wants? Do you think Joe is actually serving in some ways as an agent of the White House? You heard Rahm Emanuel tell the Senate Democrats, hey, back down to Joe, do what he wants. Feingold saying this bill appears to be legislation that the president wanted in the first place, so I don't think focusing it on Lieberman really hits the truth. I think they could have been, he's talking about other provisions. I think there could have been more. I think a stronger bill would have been better in every respect.
But, David, I think the president was too quick to compromise. I mean, my God, it seemed like he had taken the public option off the table before it was on the table, and he didn't get anything for that. I got to say something about Russ Feingold, though. Back in 2006, when I was making my calls and trying to see who in the Democratic establishment might consider this upstart from Connecticut, and most of the party brass, well, sorry, we have a bad cell phone connection, or I got to rearrange my sock drawer, I can't get involved now. Not Russ Feingold. I mean, he is a stand-up guy. He had the courage. He stood up for us in 06, and I'm proud that he's standing up now.
Well, I got to say, you are a real gentleman, especially to President Obama, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, I think I got my history right here, that Obama actually came into Connecticut when you were in the early stages of your campaign, and he tried to, he gave a speech at the Democratic Party convention there in Connecticut, and said, and basically said, you know, we should, the Democrats should back Lieberman. I didn't say anything nasty about you, but I gotta say, it takes a real gentleman to not, you clearly haven't taken that personally. I mean, you worked pretty hard for Barack Obama in Connecticut in 2008, right?
I did. I was chairman of his campaign in the state of Connecticut. We worked hard during the primary as well as the general. This was the state that was strong for Obama in both those races. And, everybody's a little cautious. I'm less cautious. I'm an entrepreneur. I mean, entrepreneurs go up against the status quo. We do it in business and we do it in politics. And that's just my style. And if I had the chance to be governor of the state of Connecticut, David, I'll tell you, we'll go up to the status quo in Hartford and shake things up as well, because this state's in a whole world are hurt right now, and you can't cut your way to heaven. And right now, we're looking at this $3 billion deficit, and everybody's just chip, 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 and the most vulnerable in our society are the ones taking the biggest hit. And I think it's time for an entrepreneur up there, some real bold reforms that give people confidence that their taxpayers' dollars have been well spent. We're getting this state back on offense. We're getting our mojo again.
Well, and then
if
you become governor, and people should know this, I mean, right now, if I haven't looked at the latest breakdown, but right now the Democrats in the Connecticut legislature, in the House, for instance, have a supermajority. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, you would have a Democratic governor, and Connecticut has a Republican governor. A Democratic governor would have at least the political opportunity to really push an agenda. I wonder, I mean, the last question I have for you, because I'm sure people are wondering this, is there anything the voters of Connecticut can do to move Joe Lieberman? Is he listening to those voters, or has he completely checked out? I mean, is there any way to impart any accountability on him whatsoever?
Yeah, vote for Ned Lamont. Tell him, hey, maybe 06 we didn't get it right, but we're going to get it right in 2010. No, seriously, David, I think right now we've got all of our congressional delegation and Chris Dodd. They're lined up strong behind the health care reform. Rosa DeLauro, by the way, an old friend of Senator Lieberman, recently called for his recall.
And that's not allowed, right.
Unfortunately, it's not allowed in the state of Connecticut, but it just gives you an idea how passionate people feel in Connecticut. Let us vote.
Absolutely. Again, Ned Lamont, you can find his website at nedlamont.com. Oh, I should ask, and I'm putting you on the spot here, Ned, when are you going to make a final decision about whether to run for governor of Connecticut?
I'm going to decide real soon, David, January, February at the latest. I think we got to get in. The state needs strong leadership. I think people know where I stand. Not afraid to step up to the status quo and challenge. And if anybody wants to go to our website, we could sure use your help.
NedLamont.com. Ned, it's great to talk to you. I missed those days back in 2006, but it's really, really great to be in touch and to hear your voice. Talk to you soon, man.
Hey, David, we miss you. Take care, everybody.
All right. That was Ned Lamont, again, the guy who ran against Joe Lieberman in 2006. You can find, again, his website, NedLamont.com. He is probably, my guess is he will run for governor out there in Connecticut. And maybe this time, the Democratic establishment will take him a little bit more seriously. Remember, he knocked off Lieberman. No one thought he was going to do it. And then they didn't really back him in the general election. And they have helped create a monster, an absolute monster. After the break, we're going to go into a discussion here about President Obama in this way. There's a lot out there right now being said that, oh, President Obama has basically been helpless in the health care debate. That look, the Congress only has, the Senate, quote-unquote, only has 60 votes, and he can't really do anything because of that. Joe Lieberman holds all the cards. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Do you think President Obama has done enough? Do you think he has pushed as hard as he could push? Do you think that this is really the fault of people like Joe Lieberman? Or are you with Russ Feingold, who's in the newspaper today, the senator from Wisconsin, saying this bill appears to be legislation that the president wanted in the first place? What do you think? 303-713-7600. And feel free to weigh in on Mark Udall, your senator, casting a, in my opinion, disgusting vote on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry against allowing you to buy prescription drugs, lower-priced prescription drugs, you, your pharmacist, and your wholesaler, to buy those prescription drugs from other industrialized countries. You happy with that? You think you'd all cast a good vote? 303-713-7600 will take your calls. I'll fill you in on a couple of other stories coming off the wire after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We do have a major accident. Eastbound I-70, just after I-25, or right before I-25, sitting on the right-hand shoulder in between 25 and Pecos there. Also stop and go eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez. If you're on 25, the normal jams getting out of North Glen from 120th down to 84th. Also heavy from 48th past 23rd. Another crash, Surface Street northbound Santa Fe at Dartmouth. That's a pretty busy intersection down there in Littleton. Also got some patchy ice on I-70 between the tunnel and over Vail and Loveland Passes. Also got this construction work. A train damaged the road near the intersection of Park Avenue and Delgany. That's right around I-25 early this morning. Do have some restrictions still in place there. Forecast partly cloudy, breezy, but warm. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your travel needs. No coupons. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
Why not give the gift of savings this holiday season? Give the e-book. For only $10, this gift gives $20 in grocery coupons from King Soopers, 2-for-1 Copper Mountain and Winter Park lift tickets, free on-demand movies from Comcast, plus coupons from Dairy Queen, Grease Monkey, and more. $6 from each book sold supports local schools and youth programs. Get your e-books from King Soopers, the Tattered Cover Bookstore, or online at eduproject.com. That's eduproject.com.
Heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, Shop-Vac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009 while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Which GPS gives you the easiest way to get to any address? Only TomTom. With just a few taps of the screen, TomTom quickly finds the most efficient route and guides you there with clear spoken directions. TomTom, go confident.
7:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've opened up the phones, 303-713-7600. Do you think President Obama is helpless? That's being put out there by a lot of pundits right now. Oh, you know, he can't do anything. Joe Lieberman's got all the power. The Congress has all the power. He can't do anything. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, the must-read of the day. Every day we post a must-read. The must-read of the day is by Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com about this very topic. And Russ Feingold, the senator from Wisconsin, is saying, No. The White House is not only not helpless, the White House has been helping Joe Lieberman gut this bill. And he cites the White House Chief of Staff telling Senate Democrats to adhere to what Lieberman wants. He says this is exactly what the president wants. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also, would love to hear your thoughts on Mark Udall's vote yesterday night. Mark Udall voted against allowing Americans to buy lower-priced prescription drugs from other industrialized nations. We have posted the vote on our website at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. And there's, you know, what, you want to know how sick this is. This is really how sick it is. This is so classic. You see, the politicians, they don't want to vote against something like that. They don't want to overtly vote against something like that, right? They don't want to sell out that overtly on an issue where you've got 80% polls showing 80% in support of allowing Americans to buy prescription drugs from other countries. So after Udall cast this vote, the pharmaceutical industry engineered another vote on an amendment sponsored by the senators from New Jersey, which, of course, a lot of the drug companies are in New Jersey. Which would say, well, you know, we'll allow importation, we'll allow Americans to do this, but only if the HHS secretary certifies it. This has been the poison pill on this legislation for years, year after year after year after year. They put this in there knowing the drug industry backs this, knowing that they have bought and paid for the HHS secretary. The HHS secretary already has the power to certify this and allow it. And they have not. Clinton's HHS secretary didn't. Bush's HHS secretary didn't. And you can bet Obama's HHS secretary didn't. Will not. So why did they do this vote? Well, they do it so that Mark Udall can come and lie to you. So that Mark Udall can say, no, I actually voted for this. No, I voted for it. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You voted against the bill allowing this without the poison pill. Then you voted for the bill with the poison pill, just so you could say you did something, but you didn't do anything. It's actually more dishonest to vote for this bill and vote against the real bill. And you got to give Michael Bennett credit. Michael Bennett cast the right votes. Michael Bennett voted for the right importation bill. He voted for the real one. He had the real guts to take on the pharmaceutical industry and vote against this poison pill. Mark Udall is trying to deceive you. Mark Udall is trying to deceive you on behalf of the pharmaceutical industry by voting for this nonsensical, dishonest amendment, an amendment designed to make it seem like he's done something for you. So what do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Do you buy that drugs from other industrialized nations are unsafe, quote unquote? This is what I'm writing about in my upcoming column. If they're unsafe, well, what about the drugs that the pharmaceutical companies themselves are allowed to import? They make a lot of their drugs in China and Southeast Asia to evade our safety laws. Why can't wholesalers buy them? And if they're so unsafe, where are the dead Europeans? European countries allow importation and have for years. Where are the dead Europeans? Do you feel deceived by Mark Udall? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. John and Aurora. John, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
We've got an uninsured uncle who is struggling to find affordable health care to treat his cancer. And his brother, my other uncle, had a lot of friends here in the Denver area and was able to pull some strings and get some oral chemotherapy agents out of Canada. The cost in Canada was $700. The cost in the States was $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he got one sample from his local doctor here, known American brand of whatever agent it was, and compared that with the medications he got from Canada, sent it to a toxicology lab in Fort Collins. They compared them side by side in a grass chromatograph, and they were identical.
Of course. And by the way, they were probably made in the same exact factory. I mean, people really need to understand that. This is like, it just drives me crazy. Maybe I shouldn't say most. Many pharmaceuticals are made outside of this country already in places like China. The New York Times reports that pharmaceutical companies are moving over to the developing world to evade our safety laws, our environmental laws, our labor laws, so that they can manufacture the drugs cheaply, bring them over here. They are allowed under the law to import them here and to then sell them to us at inflated prices. They can't sell them at those inflated prices in places like Canada because Canada, for instance, allows its version of Medicare to negotiate lower prices for drugs, which, of course, our government doesn't allow Medicare to do here. So they sell the drugs to us at an inflated price. What this bill would do would say, hey, wait a minute. Wholesalers and pharmacists can buy the drugs on the international world market. They can go to Canada and buy the drugs at the Canadian price and import them here. The only reason to vote against this is to preserve a drug cartel that allows the industry to rip us off. It is absolute, and again, these, you're right, it's not shocking to me that you compared a drug that you bought in Canada with a drug that you bought here, and it's exactly the same. It probably came from the same factory.
Exactly. Let me ask you another question on a slight tangent. Do you think it's possible for someone to get elected to the U.S. Senate and not become beholden to tortures?
Yes, I do, because we have examples of that. I mean, I can give you an example right now. I can give you Bernie Sanders.
I was going to say Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, and I think you got a lot of I have a lot of hope for Al Franken as another example.
But the two of them certainly seem to be in the minority, and I think that I think many people go there with the best of intentions, and they just get captured by the system. I wish we could get true election reform and get that taken care of.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and it's a good question. When you look at a vote like this, it is a good. You start asking, you know, can anybody not in the Senate? Is it possible for anybody not to be a corporate whore? And it's a good question.
What does it cost to get reelected?
Well, I mean, it depends on what state you're running in.
Well, Colorado. Do you have any?
I don't know. For what did you? I'm guessing Udall. I have to look at the Udall. Probably spent $8-10 million.
Okay.
So I mean, it's a huge amount of money, and it's a good question. Hey, John, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's go to Ken in Westminster. Ken, you're on AM 760.
Yes.
Hey, Ken.
I know for a fact that your drug manufacturers have to honor the laws both here and overseas, the FDA.
Well, the New York Times had reported and the GAO has reported that the FDA's inspection of foreign facilities are actually much weaker than their inspection of domestic facilities, but those drug companies are allowed to import drugs from foreign facilities to the United States. Look, it's no shock that drug companies, like a lot of companies, have outsourced a lot of their manufacturing to the developing world, whether to lower their safety costs, lower the amount of wages that they pay people because there are slave wages in the developing world, or to evade American environmental laws. It can be cheaper if you're allowed to dump the byproducts into the Chinese river that you're not allowed to dump into the river here. There's no debate about why they're moving over there to lower their bottom line. So, but my only point is this. They're already importing drugs to this country. Why is it somehow unsafe to allow pharmacists and wholesalers to import those drugs as well as the manufacturers?
Well, I'm still feeling that these manufacturers that are overseas are still looked at by our FDA to make sure that they're safe when they are imported over here, because I'm sure that we do certain amounts that are made overseas by our own companies that are over there.
Yeah, look,
so they have to meet the standards that we have.
Okay, and well, I'm not arguing with you. I think there's a question about whether they're as safe as domestic factories. But I'm pointing at the double standard. I'll go with you and say, hey, Ken, I agree with you. The drugs being imported into the United States right now, flooding our market, they're largely safe. There haven't been a rash of deaths from counterfeit unsafe drugs from overseas that are flooding our market right now. So right. If that's true, why don't we allow wholesalers and pharmacists to also import those drugs? And you know what? And we know what the answer is, because the pharmaceutical industry wants to preserve a system that they can inflate prices. If our pharmacists and wholesalers can't go and buy those drugs in Canada at lower prices, the pharmaceutical manufacturers have a closed market. They can jack the prices as much as they want because we are held hostage by them by our federal law.
Well, we're held hostage by the federal law and also the conception that we have to pay for the research and development of all the pharmaceuticals. Well, as far as my feeling is concerned, they all should be paying for it, not just the United States purchase, you know.
Well, and if you want to get into a discussion about who's paying, the real outrage is not that other countries aren't paying, my friend. The real outrage is this. One-third of all drug research and development in the world, one-third, is paid for by you and me, the taxpayer, through the National Institutes of Health. One-third of all basic research. And you know what we do? We hand over that basic research to the pharmaceutical industry for commercial development of the drugs that we have originally developed with our basic research, and they return the favor by charging us the highest prices in the world for drugs. It didn't used to be that way, by the way. Under the Clinton administration changed the law. It used to be that when the NIH gave the drug companies taxpayer-funded research, the government made the drug companies agree to sell them to us at a fair and reasonable price. The Clinton administration, bought off as they were by the pharmaceutical industry, gutted that provision. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. 751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this crash. Eastbound I-70 on the right shoulder, right around I-25. Backups at Federal, extending even a little further west as you're trying to get into Denver. Stop and go on 25 in several spots northbound from 225 up to Yale, again from Emerson Street Bridge to 6th Avenue. Southbounders, the struggle from I-70 past Spear. Also, super heavy getting out of Northland, 120th to 84th. I also got an accident at 6th and Kalamath. The one in the cleanup phase at Santa Fe and Dartmouth. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, windy but mild and warm. High of 55. Our current downtown temperature is 47 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your travel needs. No coupons. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. That means unbeatable prices for you and and more holiday time with your family. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to carfax.com.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to DiscoveryOutsourcing.com. That's DiscoveryOutsourcing.com.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Yeah. You said Greenspan. They're often one and the same, so I don't fault you for that.
Thank you. You're right. Yes. Ben Bernanke, the Fed chair, will speak to that at 12:15. We want to find out when they're going to start bumping interest rates. It's not are they going to, it's when will they. So keep an eye on that. But we know how all this plays out for your portfolio. Give us a call for some help with that.
303-694-1600, 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. You got a couple more days till the end of the year. Get on it. Now is as good a time as any. Now is actually a better time than any to get a strategy for your investments. 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Do you have dark circles and bags under your eyes but can't find a product that works? Then stay tuned, because the next 60 seconds will change everything. Hydralyze is a proven breakthrough that has shown amazing results in people with dark circles and under-eye puffiness due to aging, fatigue, even heredity. And for a limited time, we're looking for 100 women in this listening area to try it free. Just call 1-800-600-2125. The first 100 callers are guaranteed a risk-free trial, so call now. If lines are busy, try again. The proven ingredients in Hydralyze help you erase the appearance of bags and dark circles. The results are so impressive, women who've tried it say it's life-changing. And now it's being offered free to this station's first 100 callers. Hydralyze is not available in stores, so call immediately to see if you're one of the first 100 callers. And try it before you buy it. Phone lines are open now. Call 1-800-600-2125 for your free trial. 1-800-600-2125.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance. And you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
President Obama helpless in this health care debate, the White House basically claiming that, hey, he can't do anything about Joe Lieberman. Do you buy it? And Mark Udall, Colorado senator, voting against allowing Americans to import prescription drugs from other industrialized nations at much lower prices. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tim in Longmont. Tim, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
Good morning. No, I don't think he's helpless. He's kind of a Manchurian candidate, just like Clinton was for the corporations. He's showing it on health care. He's showing it on financial reform. He's showing it on environmental stuff. You know, we're screwed. We're screwed by the corporations, and it's going to take those of us who don't believe in the Democratic Party getting with the independents and the teabaggers and basically forming a revolution. That's what it's going
to
take.
Well, I think, look, I think the 2010 election is shaping up right now to be a really, really big earthquake. I wrote a book called The Uprising, which is about how the Democrats fell down and didn't really stand up for the people, didn't really embrace that populist mantle the right-wing Republicans would, and I think that's coming true. And I'm not happy about it, but I think that's what's happening. All right, after the break, we're going to talk to the Alliance for American Manufacturing about how to really create jobs. We'll take more of your calls, and I'll fill you in on the leading Colorado U.S. Senate candidate saying she wants to eliminate the Department of Education. Stick around after the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes.
CBS Evening News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
The word is spreading. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. The thousands of letters, referrals, and survey responses about Ovation Cell Therapy tell it best.
I'm using the Ovation products because I've gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I started with the Ovation Cell Therapy when I lost the majority of my hair after my first treatment. And in just a month, my hair started growing back faster. That's when I began using the Complete Ovation System. I'm getting compliments on how fast my hair is coming back. I am truly amazed and completely satisfied with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and with just a simple cream rinse type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Up to twice as fast. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The government claims a high-tech giant has been throwing its weight around illegally. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What's the issue, Steve?
Well, the Federal Trade Commission accuses Intel of using its size to try to squash the competition.
We are Intel.
Intel makes the microprocessors and so many personal computers, has allegedly shut others out of the marketplace, and the FTC says that's deprived us of choice. Intel's faced the charges before and denies any wrongdoing. The company's already appealing a more than $1 billion fine from European regulators.
Frank, construction workers had their tool belts strapped on tight last month. The government says home building posted a gain of almost 9% with a helping hand from favorable weather. National Association of Home Builders chief economist David Crow says an increase in permits is another good sign.
Seeing builders start to accumulate permits for the future does give me some promise that we will begin to see some improvement as we move into next year.
The November Consumer Price Index was up 0.4%. But the core inflation rate for everything other than food and energy was flat for the first time in almost a year. Some critics blame him for helping to create the mess that brought the economy to its knees. But Time magazine has picked Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke as its person of the year.
He's really become our economic overlord. It's because of him that we avoided a depression. He will have a huge influence over whether we get out of this kind of stagnant economy we're in right now.
Time's Michael Grunwald. There's heat on the street at the climate conference in Copenhagen. Danish police say they had to use force to keep protesters from disrupting the meeting. Environmentalist Natalie Swift says the police went too far.
The protesters have been facing quite a lot of harsh police repression. There's been tear gas and pepper spray and dogs used on the protesters.
CBS's Barry Bagnato has the story from the other side of the police barricade.
One breakthrough, many unsettled issues here. An agreement is very close to compensate countries that preserve forests, soil, and other natural features that prevent a buildup of carbon dioxide.
Climate change is not only driven by greenhouse gases, it's also driven by land surface change.
Georgia Tech environmental planner Brian Stone. Many divisions remain, though, particularly between the U.S. and China on some keystone conference issues, reducing hopes for a strong climate change agreement. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Copenhagen.
In a pointed message to critics of its nuclear program, Iran has test-fired an upgraded version of its most advanced missile. The rocket is capable of hitting targets across the Middle East and in parts of Europe. An American diplomat has handed North Korean leader Kim Jong-il a personal message from President Obama. The senior official won't go into details, but says the note told Kim North Korea would benefit from negotiating an end to its nuclear weapons program. In early trading, the Dow's up 48 points. This is CBS News.
At USAA, we don't think your money should retire before you do. And if your retirement investments are sitting in a neglected 401k, they probably aren't working as hard as they should. Put your investments back to work with an IRA rollover to a company you can trust. As of September 30th, 2009, USAA manages over $40 billion in assets for our members, and we provide a range of retirement products and services to help meet your financial needs. And with USAA, comprehensive retirement solutions are always just a phone call away. Don't let your savings take an early retirement. Call 800-235-0482 or visit usaa.com/rollover today. Consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the USAA mutual funds carefully before investing. Contact us at 800-531-8910 for a prospectus containing this and other information about the funds from USAA Investment Management Company Distributor. Read it carefully before investing. Investing in securities products involves risk, including possible loss of principal.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Former and current workers at an Albertsons warehouse in Aurora will split a hefty sum over a discrimination lawsuit. The grocery store chain has agreed to pay $8.9 million to minority workers who were so offended by racial slurs and graffiti in the restrooms that many went home or went to the bathroom outside. 40-year-old Kenyatta Turner is one of the employees involved in the lawsuit.
They didn't like for us to question their authority.
Turner tells our partners at 9 News the workers who were discriminated against were also passed up for promotions or given tougher work assignments. A snowboarder who triggered an avalanche over Loveland Pass managed to survive with only minor injuries. Rick Albers with Clear Creek County Sheriff's Department says 25-year-old Alec Meyer of Denver was not prepared for the conditions.
He was able to basically ride it all the way down until it started to flatten out, and then he started to sink. So he did a swimming motion, which kept him on top, and by the time the avalanche stopped, he was buried from about the midsection down.
Meyer's girlfriend skied along the side of the slide so she could dig him out. In sports, the Washington Capitals beat up on the Avs 6-1 last night at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Have just cleaned up an accident eastbound I-70 at Pecos, but your delays are stretching all the way back towards 76 as you're trying to get towards I-25. We'd also had a crash in the backups near Federal. That one's way off to the right shoulder now. Southbound 225 still sluggish after Parker Road as you're making your way up towards I-25. Speeds through there are going to dip down into the teens and 20s in spots. They're mopping up a crash at 6th and Kalamath. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy but mild day with a high of about 55 degrees. Currently, it's already 41. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give USAA a chance to beat your auto insurance rates. They'll give you a chance to win an all-new Chevy Camaro plus $10,000. No purchase necessary. For entry and official rules, visit usaa.com/holiday sweeps.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We're going to prove that to Ed Perlmutter tomorrow, by the way. We're not going to throw him a softball. He's on the show tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be Wall Street Day here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Ed Perlmutter got absolutely, positively eviscerated by the Huffington Post and then by Dylan Radigan on MSNBC yesterday about his role in gutting the Wall Street Reform Bill. We're going to have him in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo tomorrow. And we are not going to throw him any softballs, try to get to the bottom of what he did, give him his chance to make his case as well. He's a friend of the show. I like Ed Perlmutter personally very much. But he really has played, according to a lot of news reports, a pretty pernicious role in Wall Street reform. Before we get back to the phones, I want to bring on the show my friend Scott Paul. He's the founding executive director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Just to talk a little bit about the economy here for a second, you know, we're hearing a lot of conflicting reports about whether the economy is rebounding, and I think a lot of people are confused. Scott, what do you see as the economy right now, the prospects for the economy? I mean, you and your organization works on jobs policy. When you look out at the economy right now, who do you believe? The people who say we're coming out of this recession and everything's going to be great real soon, or the folks who say we're in the thick of this and we're going to be in the thick of this for a long, long time?
It's a great question, and I don't want to say that we are a glass half empty type of group, but I do think that we have a long way to go before we're out of the woods on this in a lot of states, and it's not just the industrial heartland. I mean, this is being felt throughout many parts of the country, and one of the challenges that we face is that, you know, we had the stimulus earlier this year. You know, much of the help was what I would call triage, just stopping the bleeding. But the long-term fundamentals of our economy are still not great. I mean, where are we going to see the wage growth? Where are we going to see the jobs generated from? How are we going to get our trade deficit down, which creates piles of debt for the U.S. and loads up China with trillions of dollars in currency reserves? And, you know, all of these jobs support the public sector and support our education system in this country and our tax base. And so I think, you know, a lot of us are looking at this and wondering exactly how we're going to do this when we've already sort of seen the first tranche of money get out there. And there doesn't seem to be an appetite, you know, among Republicans or among some of these blue dog Democrats to spend much money when that's exactly what good economics tells you to do right now.
Well, and in fact, at the state and local level, it's actually even worse that we're being forced to actually slash spending, which is really the worst possible thing, as you say, you can do in a recession. Again, on the line with us, Scott Paul, he's the founding executive director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. You can find their website, AmericanManufacturing.org. Now, AAM is a partnership between the United Steelworkers Union and leading U.S. manufacturers. So full disclosure for people, you know, you guys have got a perspective, a point of view, one that I obviously agree with. What do you say to people who say, well, look, you know, Scott and blue collar America, you know, look, we're in the post-industrial economy now, and it wouldn't be a bad thing for us to grow our way out of this economy, out of this recession, through the information, quote unquote, information economy, and through the service economy. What do you say to people like that? And because you hear it all the time from the elites, the Tom Friedmans, to conservative, to some independent voters believe this. What do you say to those people?
Oh, sure, and even some economic textbooks make that
right,
argument,
exactly,
which is ridiculous. But here's the thing, Dave, and this is. I mean, there's one thing to have a theory. There's another to see reality. And what reality has shown us is that, you know, when we lose manufacturing jobs, we will eventually lose the research and development. That's happened right in Colorado when Intel is making a decision on where to locate its R&D, it's going to locate it where it has more production, and it's moved a lot of production to China, and so a state like Colorado is going to get less investment. It's true in clean energy jobs. We already have a trade deficit in green technology and green manufacturing, primarily because we haven't made the investments in our manufacturing base, and it's true for wind, it's true for solar. That's supposed to be an area of great job growth for the United States. But the fact of the matter is that when the production goes, the R&D follows, the universities tend to not to work on it, you create less demand for skilled workers, and the whole system starts breaking down. The good news is that even guys like Jeff Immelt at GE and some of these other corporate folks have said, we went too far. We outsourced too many jobs. We got to bring some of them back. Now we just have to get them to embrace the right policies.
When the stimulus passed, Business Week had written a story. Business Week, not exactly a bastion of anti-capitalist communist sentiment, they had written a piece saying that there was a big danger that the stimulus and any future stimulus, because of our trade laws, has the potential for what they call leakage, which is that we will spend on a job here or a contract here, but because of our trade laws incentivizing more outsourcing, a lot of that money ends up actually subsidizing jobs overseas in places like China. When you look at the stimulus right now, when you look at this call for maybe a second stimulus, has that been and will it be a significant problem?
It could very well be a significant problem, and it's, as you point out, it's very mainstream economists who make this argument that depending on how you spend the money, you could see a lot of it go overseas. It's like, you know, Barack Obama went to Home Depot yesterday to talk about the cash for caulkers or weatherization.
And he's surrounded by Chinese products.
Yeah. We sent some folks out to Home Depot. I mean, actually, the caulk, amazingly, is made in the United States, but a lot of the high-value, energy-efficient stuff is no longer made here. So you're stimulating factory production in China, in Japan. And it's not to say that we shouldn't weatherize. It's not to say that we shouldn't have a cash for clunkers. But it is to say that I think that at a minimum, there should be the expectation that when there are tax dollars at stake, and these are tax dollars that are provided by hardworking Americans, that we should have the first shot at the money, too.
And
that's how every other country does it, except for us.
And what does that mean? So the folks listening in here, you know, they're hearing this, and again, on the line with us, Scott Paul, the founding executive director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. It's a partnership between the United Steelworkers and leading U.S. manufacturers. You can find their website, AmericanManufacturing.org. Our audience hears this, and I'm sure a lot of people say, yes, Scott, I completely agree with you. Okay, I agree with you on all of the broad strokes you're talking about. So when they watch their members of Congress here in Colorado voting on different issues, if they are interested in what you are saying, what kinds of things should they be watching for in the votes of their members of Congress?
It's a really good question, David, and as you know, accountability is the way to keep folks honest on this. When in the Senate in particular, there are sometimes battles over what we call Buy America requirements, and that's making sure that the tax dollars that we invest in clean energy or in our infrastructure are going to be purchasing American-made materials. There are some who want to strip it out. John McCain is the primary guy who wants to strip all this stuff out. So there was actually a vote last February on Buy America, and there could well be another vote on a new jobs bill. That's the first thing to look at. The second thing is on our trade policies, and there's a couple of different cuts at this, but one is holding China accountable. China's the biggest problem we have on trade. We have our biggest trade deficit with China. We've lost more of our manufacturing base to China than to any other country. And it's not because they can make things better than we can. It's primarily because they cheat. And so there are opportunities to hold China accountable for the way that they manage their exchange rate, which limits the amount of exports we can get to China, which makes their imports artificially cheap, on their subsidies, on their dumping. And so there are sometimes votes that come up on this. And actually, you know, one of the leading advocates for reform on all of this is Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio, Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, you know, who is great on some things, not so great on the others. He's actually very good on this. When they bring things forward, that's something to look for as well. We have all of this information on our website, as you pointed out. And this gets down to the state level. And there are many states that have done good things on Buy America to make sure that their state investments are going to help create manufacturing jobs in this country. And I'm glad that Colorado is finally doing the same thing. And I know Governor Ritter is signing something in the next day or two, which is a Buy America requirement.
And you can find all that information at AmericanManufacturing.org to track that. Again, Scott Paul, he's the executive director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Scott, thanks so much for your time this morning, and keep up the great work, okay?
David, thanks, and congratulations on all your success there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 817 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll fill you in on this story about Jane Norton, the leading candidate for U.S. Senate here in Colorado, leading Republican candidate, saying that she wants to eliminate the Department of Education. Yeah, we're back to that again. I know. These Republicans, they continue to lurch to the right. Then we'll open up the phones, 303-713-7600, taking your calls about whether you think President Obama is helpless on health care. That's the new spin now. Hey, he can't do anything. Joe Lieberman has all the power. He did all he could. He can't do anything. He is helpless. Do you buy it? Senator Russ Feingold, the great progressive, says, no, that's not what's going on. Obama and the White House have been bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. This is exactly the kind of gutted bill they want. And also, Mark Udall casts a hugely controversial vote last night. He votes against allowing you and your pharmacist and wholesalers to buy lower-priced prescription drugs from other industrialized nations. CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, said that would save consumers and the government $100 billion. Mark Udall voting for the pharmaceutical industry against that legislation. By the way, Michael Bennett cast the right vote. Do you think Mark Udall made the right vote? Or is this a sellout? I'll tell you how much money Mark Udall has taken from the health industry after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still slow going on eastbound I-70 between 76 and I-25. They did just clear that accident right at I-25, but still some stop-and-go conditions there. On 25, southbounders, stop-and-go I-70 past Spear, also heavy leaving Northland at 120th. Northbounders hitting the brakes Emerson Street to 6th Avenue. Also going to be a little slow going as you move across the tech center, speeds in the 30s there. Southbound 2.25 showing speeds in the teens from Parker Road down to the DTC. Also got a crash, a new one, on Thornton Parkway at I-25, but that's it right now. Also still working on this train, not a derailment, but had a train lose a part early this morning on near Park Ave and the Delgany intersection. That's right around I-25 and I-70, where that all comes together by Coors Field, so they do have some restrictions there. Forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, but warm. Highs in the mid-50s, right now 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? The Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer a vegetarian menu. Plus, enjoy a weekend breakfast buffet from 7 to 10 at the Arvada location on Ralston Road in Old Wadsworth. Visit their second location on 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. TheYakAndYeti.com.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules, and a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year, and XL Energy has recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Act now before the opportunity to take advantage of the best solar rebate in the country passes you by. Call Independent Power Systems today to learn how incentives pay for up to 50% of the cost of a solar electric system. That's up to $30,000 off the regular cost. Let Independent Power Systems show you how the 30% federal tax credit and the XL rebate make now the best time ever to buy a solar system. Call Independent Power Systems today at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit solarips.com to learn more. That's solarips.com. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Number one debt secret, absolutely free. Now, call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Sarah Palin was supposed to be in a 5K race, and she did show up, but like halfway through the race, she quit. She dropped out. Does this woman finish anything she starts? Has anybody read her book? Because I'm dying to know. Does it end in mid-sentence? Now, if Palin gets a talk show host, she's going to quit like before the first show is over. She'll quit in the middle of the pilot. And if she runs in 2012, she'll quit before the primary is over. Unbelievable.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
David Sirota here on AM 750 Progressive Talk. It's 821. Jane Norton, she is making headlines. She apparently doesn't think it's a big deal to push for the elimination of the Department of Education. This is on the Colorado Independence website. Former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton says she was spurred to try to win Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett's U.S. Senate seat by what she sees as the dramatic expansion of government in the Obama era. Now, I don't hear her complaining about George Bush's Wall Street bailout, but that's a separate thing. In stump speeches, emails, and interviews, she has vowed to work to cut federal spending as a way to end the government, quote-unquote, government takeover of the private sector. One of the ways Norton proposes to trim spending is to eliminate the federal Department of Education. That proposal has predictably shocked members of the progressive blogosphere, but it's also surprised at least one conservative member of the small crowd gathering 2 weeks ago at the Lamplight Theater in Alamosa. I'm reading from this story here. Randy Smith, an Alamosa Tea Party organizer, reported the comment at his conservative blog. Smith told the Colorado Independent that he went to the theater to hear Norton's ideas straight from the horse's mouth. And the Tea Party people apparently loved it. So Jane Norton, the presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate advocating the elimination of the Department of Education. Yes, the extremism continues. We've been talking about health care. Mark Udall's controversial vote yesterday to bar Americans from buying lower-priced prescription drugs from Canada, from other industrialized countries. And here's the thing. When you call Mark Udall's office, and I'll get you the number if I can. I told Turk to get me Bennett's office number, and I have Bennett's office's number. Michael Bennett, by the way, casting the right vote. You should call him, 303-455-7600 or 202-224-5852. Call Michael Bennett and tell him, you know, we got to give these guys a thank you when they do the right thing, Bennett voting the right way. And when you call Bennett's office, tell him to vote against Ben Bernanke tomorrow in his committee. Huge vote coming up there. But here's the thing. Mark Udall. Let's just talk about Mark Udall for a second. Because a couple of you have instant messaged me that you've called Mark Udall's office after this vote. Mark Udall is a dishonest politician. And I say that, and I have not said that before. But I say that because of the two votes that he cast last night, and apparently what he is telling you when you call his office this morning. There were two votes on importation, okay? The first vote would have said pharmacists and wholesalers and individuals are allowed to purchase prescription drugs, FDA-approved prescription drugs, from other industrialized countries directly at the lower world market price. That was one vote. That was voted down. The pharmaceutical industry mounted a massive lobbying campaign against that. The Obama administration, after President Obama promised to back that legislation on the campaign trail, after he co-sponsored the legislation as a U.S. senator, the Obama administration lobbied against it. Mark Udall voted against it. Michael Bennett took a strong vote, a courageous vote for it. But here's where the dishonesty begins. The next vote, the senators from New Jersey, where all those pharmaceutical companies are, put up the legislation, the same legislation, except for one little change. And what is, it says that the HHS secretary has to certify importation. The pharmaceutical industry backed this. They backed the second one. Remember what I always say? Well, I used to sit with my dad at the baseball game. He would say, if you want to know what a bill does, actually, he did say, not a bill, he said, if you want to know if the ball, the baseball, is going out of the park, don't watch the ball, watch the outfielder. It's the same thing with legislation. You want to know what the legislation does, don't listen to the politicians, don't look at the bill, I mean, you should look at the bill, but look at who's opposing it and who's for it. The pharmaceutical industry aggressively backs this second bill, right after the first one, the one that says HHS has to certify this. And Udall votes for it. And I've heard from a number of you emailing us at the show, and I'd love to hear your instant messages on this when you call Mark Udall's office. Go to our website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. A number of you are saying, no, you'd also will say, hey, he voted for importation because he voted for the second bill. Yeah, the second bill was backed by the pharmaceutical industry because the pharmaceutical industry has bought and paid for HHS secretaries. This kind of bill has passed before. The pharmaceutical industry has backed it because they own the HHS secretaries. The HHS secretaries never certify the program. So it is sheer dishonesty. It's a vote designed to make you believe. It's a vote designed to treat you like an idiot, to try to make you believe, no, the senator voted for it, even though it will ultimately, even though he knows it will ultimately do nothing. So arguably, it's actually more dishonest to vote for the second one, because the senators who are voting for that know it's a bunch of malarkey. And again, I give Michael Bennett credit here. He voted for the right one, he voted for the first one, and he voted against the sham. He said, I'm not going to vote for a sham. I encourage you to call Mark Udall's office, 303-650-7820, 303-650-7820, or his D.C. office, 202-224-5941, and tell him what you think about this. Because this is such an outrage. You know, it's not a super huge issue. I mean, it would save taxpayers and consumers $100 billion, so it's not nothing either. But it's more than symbolic. It's a statement of what our politics has become all about, right? This is what this really is. If you can't support this, if you can't support allowing Americans to buy lower-priced prescription drugs from other countries, you are supporting a drug cartel in this country. Somehow, it's okay for us to import hepatitis-laced vegetables from Mexico. Remember the hepatitis outbreak a couple of years ago from vegetables in Mexico? Somehow, that's perfectly fine. No, nothing to see here. No safety issue there. But we can't import medicines. We can't import lower-priced FDA-approved medicines, according to Mark Udall, and according to the Democrats who voted this down. And you know, you start asking, well, why did Mark Udall do this? Why did he do this? Well, how about this? I'm looking at his FEC reports here. I wonder if $780,000 from the health industry, $780,000 from the health industry, had anything to do with Mark Udall's vote. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. So we got two topics here. Is President Obama helpless on health care, as the pundits and he is claiming, that, hey, it's just Joe Lieberman and I can't do anything about it? Do you agree with Mark Udall voting against allowing you to buy lower-priced FDA-approved drugs from other countries? And do you think he's being dishonest by voting against the real bill and then voting for a sham? Does that insult you? And then I'll throw out one last question here. Ben Bernanke, being named Times Person of the Year. The subhead in the Times story says that we should thank Ben Bernanke. I'm not kidding here. We should thank Ben Bernanke, the guy who went before Congress and said he fell down on the job. The guy who, after falling down on the regulatory job, then is handing out trillions of dollars in bailouts. Time magazine, the subhead, the story of the year was a weak economy that could have been much, much weaker. Thank the man who runs the Federal Reserve. Thank him for saving us. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Jim and Lyons. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey, Jim.
Got to take off. I said hello. My dog thinks somebody's here.
Oh, no problem. Well, tell him I said hello as well.
I'm sorry. I'm really
sorry.
What I'm
going to do, hey, Jim, what I'm going to do, I'll put you on hold. I'll come back to you in about two, and I'll come back to you right in a sec, okay? Let me go back to another caller. We'll go to Shirley and Thornton. Shirley, you're on AM 760.
Hi. It hasn't even been a year, and it didn't take very long for Obama to get bought off. I feel like we've been bought and sold to the highest bidder. We got screwed.
We
voted for Obama. We got McCain.
Do you think he's powerless?
No. They could have gone to Lieberman and said, you could either vote for the public option or we can scrap this whole thing and go back and do Medicare for all. And they could have told him that's what's going to happen if you don't agree to this. He would have agreed to it.
You know, I'm interested in the fact that you brought up McCain, because I haven't mentioned this. And if people want to hear, have their head explodes, here's something that will make your head explode. John McCain, and I'm not a John McCain fan. John McCain is one of the co-sponsors of the drug importation bill.
John wants to introduce glass people.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Exactly. You're one step ahead of me. John McCain is co-sponsoring legislation with a Democratic senator from Washington State to reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act. The Glass-Steagall Act is that New Deal regulation that was gutted that allowed for all this financial shenanigans, the really, really big one. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily saying John McCain is acting fully on good faith, but when you put the fact that John McCain is doing that next to what a lot of Democrats are doing right now, and you start to say, what in the hell is the Democratic Party doing?
I don't know what the Republicans are complaining about. They're getting everything they would have done had they gotten in power. They're doing everything. Obama's doing everything that the Republicans have done.
And you know what the worst part about that? I don't think he's doing everything. But some of the big things, you're absolutely gutting the health care bill. And you know what the worst part about it is? The worst part about it is, when a Republican does it, at least you can say, hey, look, the right wing's crazy, the Republicans are doing this. Right. Now, all of the bad things are being done in our name, in the progressive movement's name.
Yeah.
And what that does is that legitimizes it. That says to the political and media establishment, hey, the real progressive movement is a joke. All of the stuff that's being done, hey, if it's being done by Obama, it's a centrist policy. That means liberals all agree with it. That's it's creating a whole new consensus.
Why do you think Obama's approval ratings are so low? Not because of what he's done, but because of what he hasn't done that he said he was going to do.
It fits further than that. I mean, Nate Silver over at 538, the poll analyst, says that the big erosion, when you look one level deeper in those numbers, the big erosion is among progressives who are saying, your health care bill is a joke. You are giving away too much money to Wall Street. I mean the headline in the A1 on the Washington Post today. The Obama administration late Friday quietly changed a tax law to give Citigroup $38 billion. And that, you know, that's not just pissing off the Tea Party people. That's pissing off centrists. That's pissing off independents. That's the kind of move that is really at the heart, I think, of Obama's decline right now. Shirley, thanks for the call. All right, we'll try Jim again. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey.
Talked out. The Mark Udall voting against this is despicable. And one of the straw arguments the Republicans have often put forward about these drugs being imported is that terrorists could get in and contaminate the drugs. And it's such a straw man argument because, 98 or 100% of our crackers and cookies are made in Mexico.
Of course.
So which is it's going to be easier for a terrorist to do?
Of course.
Get a job on the assembly line of the cracker company in Mexico or as a chemist in a drug company? Give me a break.
It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, and here's the thing. What disappoints me so much about this is that the Obama administration, after President Obama promised to pass this, after he co-sponsored the legislation as a senator, for him to come out, for his administration to come out and say these drugs are unsafe, at a time when the New York Times, other newspapers are reporting that pharmaceutical companies themselves are moving overseas, it is such a dishonest argument. I mean, it really insults our intelligence.
I'm very disappointed in what Obama has done, you know, in relation to Joe the Smo Lieberman, because, you know, it's like, who is now running the Democratic Party?
Well, let me throw it back to you. And I have a blog post up right now. Check our website, am760.net. Click over the David Sirota page. On the left, there's a thing that says my blog. I have a blog post up calling him Lyndon Baines Lieberman. Only because he is the master of the Senate. He's bent the will of the entire government. He's stripped out the public option. He's stripped out the Medicare buy-in. But here's the open question that I throw out to you and other listeners. You can instant message us about this. You can call us. Russ Feingold says, no, don't blame Lieberman. Lieberman is carrying the water of the White House. This is what the White House wants. And he cites, he said, Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, went to the Senate Democrats and said, hey, do what Lieberman wants you to do. So I'll throw it back to you, Jim. Do you think it's Lieberman, or do you think the White House is bowing down to Lieberman out of weakness, or do you think he's carrying their water?
I honestly don't know. I trust Russ Feingold, but I don't know because I haven't been following it that closely recently because, honestly, several weeks ago or more, I gave up because I realized that we were not going to get a strong public option that would help my niece and nephew and their kids. Both my niece and my nephew and their seven kids between the two of them don't have health insurance. And this bill's not going to help them.
No, I know.
My niece has to decide whether she's going to pay a little bit less on the mortgage or take her kids to the doctor.
And here's the thing. You're standing right now where you are is with Howard Dean, and people need to know that. There's a huge push on now to say, oh, this bill is great. I think this bill has it's done what happened to Wall Street to health care, which is this. We have a health care. We had a Wall Street crisis. People in Congress used the crisis as an excuse to hand over a massive bailout to Wall Streeters. We have a health care crisis, and a bill without a public option and a Medicare without a Medicare buy-in is a bailout, is the same exact thing. It's a multi-billion dollar bailout to the health insurance companies, and Howard Dean is saying exactly that. I trust Howard Dean, but there's a huge push on now to say, no, this bill's great. This bill's fantastic. You're going to start hearing that from every Democrat in the Congress. Don't let them fool you. Jim, thanks for the call.
That's just about protection of the party, right, Dave? That has nothing to do about the actual bill. They're just trying to keep Democrats as Democrats and not piss them off. Is that how I'm supposed to take Howard Dean?
No, I would say
he doesn't want people to abandon the Democratic Party.
Who, Howard Dean?
Yeah.
No, Howard Dean is saying this bill, the way it is right now, is a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, Howard Dean is saying it is nonsense.
And the White House and Senate Democrats are saying no, this bill is great. And I trust Howard Dean. You know why? Part of the reason I trust Howard, he's got nothing to lose.
Right, he doesn't.
He's not running for office. He's an honest guy out there. He's been honest on this issue. He's been a leader on this issue. And, you know, it's going to go back to our question, scrap it or pass it. And that's going to be the big question.
I think people are going to flock away from the Democratic Party in the next year.
I think 2010 is shaping up to
be. Like you said, it's going to be a time bomb.
It is a time bomb election coming up. That is absolutely right. All right, after the break, I'll fill you in on a couple of more local stories here. Some pot dispensaries getting busted, shut down. Controversy over a pot dispensary near Stapleton. We'll take more of your calls. The three questions right now. Is Barack Obama helpless on health care, as some pundits are claiming? What do you think about Mark Udall voting against allowing Americans to buy prescription drugs from other countries, other industrialized countries? And Ben Bernanke being named Time's Person of the Year, Time saying we should thank Ben Bernanke. What do you think of that? We'll get to your call, some local news, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Ben Bernanke. Traffic.
Seriously, thank you for nothing, Ben Bernanke.
All right. Still a little slow going eastbound I-70 around 25 due to an earlier accident. Also stop and go southbound 25, 104th to Thornton Parkway. Right off the highway there, have a serious accident. It's on the bridge there on Thornton Parkway over I-25. That's our only accident out there. They just cleared that one eastbound I-70, like I said. Patchy ice in the high country, Eisenhower Tunnel, as well as over Vail and Loveland Passes. Had an early train piece fall off of a train right around Coors Field there on Park Avenue near US 87. It's at the intersection of Delgany. Got some road damage there. Restrictions in place. Forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, windy but mild, and also going to be warm. Look for a high of 55 degrees today. Does that sound good or what? Our current downtown temperature, 47. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Let K&H Home Solutions show you how to stay warm and comfy this winter with special holiday pricing on their full line of quality windows and qualify for up to $1,500 in energy tax credits. It's easy. Just visit K&H at letstalkwindows.com. That's letstalkwindows.com.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000. This weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment. And quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries. Because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
Never let your lips go naked. Because if you want healthy lips, you need to slip on something soft, like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth, like ChapStick Cherry. Or try on something completely natural, like ChapStick 100% Natural. For a healthy look and feel every day, ChapStick. Because healthy lips should never go naked. Use as directed.
License 707-193.
Hey, do you currently own a home, or maybe you're purchasing a home and you know for an absolute fact that you'll be out of that house within 5 years? Well, here's the deal. Lenox Financial is currently offering 5-year adjustable rate mortgages in the fours. I usually hate adjustable mortgages, but these rates are at historic lows. Most have no closing costs, and if you're out in 5 years, you can't get hurt. If you have a large mortgage, you're going to save hundreds every month and thousands every year. Now, if you're going to be there longer than 5 years, go easy, boy. Settle in with a good fixed and don't risk it. But if you're positive, absolutely positive, that you won't be in your house more than 5 years, you need to consider this thing. Whether you're buying a house or refinancing, don't blow thousands of dollars in savings because of what might happen 5 years from now when you've already moved. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217. 1-800-600-6217.
Ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
It is messed up, but I feel like everybody's feeling like that these days. So much bad news out there, man. Front page of the Washington Post today. The Obama administration late Friday gave away $38 billion to Citigroup. Gave it away through a tiny, quiet tax change. We're talking about a bunch of different things this morning. And I want to remind you to go to our website, am760.net. We got our must-reads up there. I want you to check them out. They're all on topic today. We asked the question, we're talking about whether you think Obama is helpless. That's the new pundit spin. Obama is helpless to pass a better health care bill. He's just got to bow down to Joe Lieberman. Do you think that's true? We have our must-read of the day is Glenn Greenwald's piece at Salon.com. We got it linked on our website. He cites Russ Feingold saying, no. Russ Feingold says, the health care bill is legislation that the president wanted in the first place. He wanted it gutted, and Lieberman is just carrying water for the White House. Glenn Greenwald also cites the fact, when the White House claims that it's helpless, a story from a couple months ago where
He's quoting, I think this is the New York Times, the White House is playing hardball with Democrats who intend to vote against the supplemental war spending bill, threatening freshmen who oppose it that they won't get help with reelection. So the White House plays hardball when it wants. Are we supposed to believe now it plays hardball with progressives on things like the war, but somehow it's helpless? What do you think about that? And then Mark Udall's vote against allowing Americans to buy prescription drugs from other industrialized nations. What do you think about that? The guy's taken $730,000 from the healthcare industry. The pharmaceutical industry lobbied heavily against that bill. Do you think he sold out? I certainly did. We're getting your instant messages here. Go over to am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. We've got that article on Udall's vote up there. And I've gotten this, I got this one. This is absolutely hilarious. We got an instant message. I want you to consider, David, how duplicitous you are about your opposition to Udall's importation of prescription drugs. Consider your conversation with your guest representing American manufacturing. He said, and you supported a Buy America clause in all legislation. Isn't Mark Udall's vote essentially a Buy America legislation? Well, no, it's not. Do you know why it's not? Because pharmaceutical companies are already importing prescription drugs from other countries. The only thing that's not allowed is for you and I and wholesalers and pharmacists to buy those same drugs from overseas, just at the lower world market price. Hey, if we're going to have free trade, why does it only benefit corporations? Why can't it benefit the regular consumer? Nice try on the instant message there. We'll go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Danny and Thornton. Danny, you're on AM 760.
David, good morning, my friend. Morning. How are you?
Good, I'm doing well.
David, first of all, I wanted to call. My dad always taught me that if you are wrong about something, you apologize to that person and you move on. And I have to admit, even though I've called and talked to you several times and have agreed with you on certain issues, I felt that you were an Obama basher when I first heard you when you would substitute for Jay. And I guess I did not have fair thoughts towards you. But the more that I would listen to you, and the more I started thinking, and the more I started looking up things myself, I've come to find out that you were just telling the truth. And so it got me angry because you have to understand, I am a very, very pro-Obama guy. I was a delegate for him at the convention that we had here in Denver. I grew up during the civil rights era, and it was really a big deal for me, having gone through the Martin Luther King time, to now have Obama as president. But, you know, I am starting to feel that I was being used because of my color or because of his color, I was being used to vote for someone that does not look at my interest, that does not take care of my interest. And I thought I was getting a person who had a different perspective on things that would represent the people, and that we would vote for someone, no matter what their color was, that was for the people, for the progressives. But as a progressive and as a lifelong Democrat, I am very disappointed in some of the things that our president has been doing. And this is coming from an African-American male. Not that that makes a difference.
Well, Danny, first of all, I appreciate the apology. It was not necessary at all. But I hope, you know, that we can all step back and have it teach us a bigger lesson, which is this, which is that I was happy that Barack Obama became president. And I think Barack Obama could potentially end up being a good president. But I think this reminds us that we can't rely on any one individual, that actually, unfortunately, he is a reflection right now. What he's doing right now is a reflection of systemic problems. And that when we push him to do better, we are not being disloyal to him.
Understand.
We are pushing him to do better. We are pushing him to move the right things. And I want to, you know, this brings up a quote from Bill Clinton, and I've never brought this up before. But Bernie Sanders, my old boss, tells the story about how Bill Clinton came to him after a welfare reform and said, Bernie, you know, I wish the progressives had pushed me harder because it would have helped move the center of the debate towards the progressive side. If I would have been able to play more off the progressive opposition, I would have been able to help produce a better bill. Now, I'm not giving Bill Clinton a lot of credit here, but Bill Clinton is simply articulating a political dynamic that exists. If we simply say, hey, Barack, whatever you do is great, no matter what you do,
We are not helping him. We are not helping the country. We're not helping our agenda. We're not being disloyal to him when we push him. And I just hope, you know, Danny, because I'm exactly where you are, man, which is like, I want the guy to do well.
Right.
But when he doesn't do well, it's not my responsibility to say, hey, you're doing great. It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's all of our responsibility to say, no, this is not acceptable. Hey, man, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it, buddy. Okay, talk to you soon. 852 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is loosening up around the city. That's good. It's an early recovery, it looks like. Just the normal jams on southbound 25, 104th Avenue to Thornton Parkway. That could be caused due to this accident just off of the highway there. It's on Thornton Parkway on the bridge over 25. That's causing those jams. Also going to be heavy from 70 past Spear. Southbound 2 1/4 also going to be a slow spot for you. Speeds in the 20s and 30s from, you know, 70 to 25. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy, but warm. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to JCPenney this Wednesday and Thursday for 2 days of super hot buys. Like all sweaters from St. John's Bay, Izod, and Dockers for him. 60% off. See it all at jcp.com. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Hi. You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
Hey there, cool chat.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect. Basically.
No kidding. Crisper air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles, you get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
All right, I'm issuing a challenge now. I'm issuing a challenge to everybody who's listening. Here's what I want you to do.
I want you to call Mark Udall's office, and I want you to ask him why he voted against allowing you, pharmacists, and wholesalers to buy lower-priced prescription drugs from the United States. He was one of the few Democrats who helped kill that bill yesterday. I want you to call him up, 202-224-5941, 202-224-5941, or the local office, 303-650-7820, and I want you to record the conversation. I want to hear what their staffers are saying. Tell them that you're recording it, right? You want to disclose that. Tell them that you're recording it, and then send us the audio clip. You can play it for us on the air, because I want to hear how duplicitous this guy is being. Remember, he's taken $780,000 from the health industry. And as I said, the duplicity is the fact that he's going to say to you, my bet is, no, he voted for that. He voted for that because, remember, there was that second vote, the vote on the bill with the poison pill, the dishonest vote, the vote that makes it look like he voted for it. Ask him why he voted against the Dorgan Amendment. Tape it and send us the audio, and we'll play it on the air. I want to hear them twist in the wind. 303-713-7600. Oh, Udall's number, 202-224-5941. Our number, 303-713-7600. Russ in Littleton, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away, Russ.
Hey, David. First of all, great congratulations. I would say you've got huge shoes to fill, but it sounds like you got big feet to fill them.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, as far as the pharmaceutical bill, and I've heard a couple of callers calling up trying to defend it, I don't know, but I haven't heard anything about European or international pharmaceutical companies in economic crisis due to all the regulations in Europe. They still seem to be making money over there.
That's a great point, man. And as the Republican governor of Minnesota has said, because this is a transpartisan issue, he said, you know what, if drugs imported from other countries are so unsafe, where are the dead Canadians? Where are the dead Europeans? They allow importation, wholesale and pharmaceutical, pharmacist reimportation. Where they're not dead there. And why can we import lead-painted toys from China, but not drugs from Canada? Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. Chris Hayes from The Nation, next.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped tens of thousands of people just like you stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer hair faster, up to twice as fast.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The federal government is taking the world's biggest computer chip maker to court. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein in Washington.
Nick, Intel has faced these kinds of charges before and is already paying several billion in settlements. Now the Federal Trade Commission is accusing the computing giant of stifling competition to strengthen a monopoly. Chairman Richard Feinstein just spoke to reporters, calling Intel's behavior
exclusionary and detrimental to competition and detrimental to consumers.
But Chuck Malloy, a spokesman for Intel, says
this action by the FTC is misguided and unwarranted.
Malloy says Intel plans to respond aggressively to the government's suit. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
A pair of new readouts on the economy this morning. The government says consumer prices climbed 0.4 points last month, largely fueled by higher energy prices. Beth Ann Bovino, a senior economist for Standard & Poor's.
It gives the Fed a little bit more reason to keep on the sideline. Of course, the Fed, which is talking today, will most likely start to plan their exit strategy, but it does certainly give the doves a little bit time to wait a little bit.
Another government report shows that mild weather helped drive a gain of nearly 9% in new home construction. David Crow, the chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, says the economy is still not on solid ground.
I think we will be in a recovery. I think we are headed towards more positive ground.
but the risks are very large.
He was captured in eastern Afghanistan on June 30th, and 2 weeks later, the Taliban released a video of U.S. Army Private Bo Bergdahl.
I have a very, very good family that I love back home in America.
Well, now the Taliban says it will release a new video of the soldier, though it doesn't indicate when. With time running out at the U.N. climate conference, frustrations inside the hall and anger outside are on the rise. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering.
As the days dwindle down, tensions are running high, not just among negotiators, but among groups that have come here to try to have their say. Claiming their voices are being squelched, this group of protesters is marching through the conference site demanding to be heard. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Copenhagen.
STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. Indiana University researchers say it doesn't take long for urban teenage girls to pick them up.
About half of this group had an identified sexually transmitted infection within about 2 years of their first sexual experience.
IU pediatrics professor J. Dennis Fortenberry says the data bolster the need for women to get tested soon after their first sexual encounter. Time magazine has chosen Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke as its Person of the Year, and the country's sports editors have named Tiger Woods Athlete of the Decade. He beat out Lance Armstrong, Roger Federer, and Michael Phelps. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 49 points. This is CBS News.
Inspired by high levels of quality, Chevy is inspiring some pretty high praise in return. See for yourself. The Washington Post says, if you're shopping for a compact crossover and you fail to give the new Equinox an open-minded review, you are cheating yourself. The all-new Equinox, with an EPA estimated 32 mpg highway. It's just one of the critically acclaimed cars and crossovers from Chevy. Compare them to anyone, and may the best car win.
Somewhere in America, a factory grows quiet. Pumps and compressors come to rest. But instead of shutting down, this business is gearing up for global competition with new cutting-edge systems. Siemens energy-efficient motors and automation can reduce energy costs by as much as 40%. Efficient answers make industries stronger. And Siemens' 69,000 U.S. employees have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's not that easy being green. CU Boulder is taking a lot of heat for its proposal to put timers on dorm room showers. Students say they pay a lot in tuition and should be able to spend as much time as they want in the shower. But university spokesman Bronson Hilliard says students could actually benefit.
Those utility bills that we pay for our residence halls alone go to about $6.5 million a year. And that's not paid by tuition. That's not even covered by tuition. That's covered by housing and dining fees that students pay. So they'd be saving themselves money.
Hilliard says they're still looking at testing the idea in one residence hall. Kristen Parker will talk to investigators today, just a month away from picking up a possible 20-year prison sentence for her personal needle exchange program at two local medical facilities. Those investigators will be asking their own questions and feeding some submitted from the more than 30 people infected with hepatitis C over the course of Parker's scheme. While victims will not be at today's questioning, they will have an opportunity to address her at next month's sentencing hearing. In sports, the Washington Capitals scored early and often last night, beating the Avs 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, the Metro Highway is starting to get back to normal pretty quickly. A couple slow stretches to be aware of. Southbound 225 dragging a little bit after Yosemite as you're making that approach to I-25. Should only tack a minute or two onto your drive in the tech center. Southbounders on I-25 kind of feeling it coming up on Thornton Parkway. We've got a surface street crash there catching some looks from the highway, so you may run into those slowdowns. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 55 degrees today, but it's going to be a cloudy one. Currently 43. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up into the mid-50s today. Take it all in. It's not going to last much longer here. I'm guessing a cold snap's coming soon. Talking about a lot of issues here, and somebody who covers a lot of issues is Chris Hayes of The Nation. He's a good friend of mine. We work together at In These Times magazine, and, well, we're just good friends and colleagues. And just to set the stage, I just want to, you know, we've been talking about a lot of different issues. Ben Bernanke winning Time's Person of the Year, and the Time telling us to thank him. And now we're talking about health care, and is President Obama helpless? We've got this thing on the front page of the Washington Post saying that the Obama administration gave away $38 billion to Citigroup last Friday through a tax change. And Chris, before we get to a discussion of all this, you know, I think a lot of people are feeling like this.
Ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
It is messed up, and so I think a lot of people are feeling like maybe it's not the worst day of their lives, but every time you open the newspaper, you're hit in the face with something worse. I mean, I remember the good old days when $38 billion, for instance, was, you know, a lot of money. And now
we couldn't afford it. Because for SCHIP.
Right. We couldn't afford it. Now we're just like giving it away on a Friday afternoon with a small tax change. And so the first question I have for you, you cover Washington. You've been covering the health care debate and the Wall Street reform debate. There's this new mantra out there that the White House, President Obama, is base helpless, that he is being held hostage by the oh-so-powerful Senate and Congress. Do you buy this? Because Russ Feingold is on health care, for instance, the watered-down bill is exactly what the president wants. In your reporting, which is it?
You know, I guess I don't – I don't feel like we have to between all the things that are messed up about our system. You know what I mean? Like, it's – I don't – the White House is not helpless, and I've had staffers say to me, you know, we wanted him to come in and strongly say what the White House wanted of the public option. It would have made a difference. They didn't do that. I mean, this idea that, like, they're just complete bystanders, I think, is absurd, an absurd caricature. At the same time, you know, I think Obama has been pretty feckless on this, but we also have, you know, the filibuster is an absolute anti-democratic nightmare. You have a Congress that is possibly even more in hock to special interests than the White House is. And, you know, you have Jill Lieberman sort of the cherry on top. So it's like the whole, like, there's like a bunch of tributaries of crap that sort of all like flow into like the sludge.
That's a nice image, and it's exactly what I think a lot of people see. What about the idea, I mean, what could Democrats do? Let's just talk about the healthcare thing. What could Democrats do to Joe Lieberman? I mean, because the conventional wisdom is, look, there's 60 votes. He's the 60th vote.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants. Yeah. They can't do anything. Is that true?
No. I mean, well, first of all, they can take away his chairmanship. And I think it's a game of chicken, you know, in some ways. He's saying, if you do that, I won't be your 60th vote for sure. But, again, the leverage runs both ways. I mean, I don't think Joe Lieberman wants to not have his chairmanship. I mean, you know, you worked on Capitol Hill. You know how much seniority means to these guys and the power of wielding a chair. It's not nothing, you know.
So then, okay, so if that's true, then shouldn't we conclude, look, Harry Reid is not a stupid person, right? I mean, he's been in the Senate forever. He's a tactician.
Yeah.
He understands that Joe Lieberman wants his chairmanship. The other Democrats understand that as well. So if we, because we get a lot of calls, people say, well, why don't the Democrats do this? And they could do this, and they could do this. And I'm like, you know what? They know they can do that. They're not stupid. They're professional politicians. So is it fair to conclude that they are in some ways condoning what Joe Lieberman is doing?
I think it is in this sense. There's a culture of there's a clubbiness, right? Like, at the end of the day, like, Harry Reid and all the people who are ticked off at Joe Lieberman, I don't know what I can say on radio, ticked off at Joe Lieberman are are closer to Joe Lieberman than they are to you and me and the people calling your radio station, right?
Like, it's like personal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I actually think that has a huge
impact. Me too. I think it's, yeah.
I mean, it's like they know Joe Lieberman. I've worked with him 20 years. He's a good friend. And, like, they say that sort of, we think it's just kind of the things they say. But, no, at the end of the day, like, that's true. And so this, look, the way that what Joe Lieberman is exploiting is a system that gives each individual senator a massive amount of power. Not one member of the Senate, with some rare exceptions, is ready to trade that in. You see what I'm saying?
Well, okay, yeah, but then the flip side is, could there be, theoretically, not that there is, could there theoretically be, not in the future, but right now, a super progressive Joe Lieberman, if a super progressive yeah. Joe Lieberman existed in the Senate?
Yeah, although it would have to be, yeah, there could be. And I mean, I think, you know, the problem again, though, is this: is there's this asymmetry. There could be, and Roland Burris was making noises yesterday that had the White House panicked. By the way, I happen to have it on pretty good authority that they were freaking out and setting.
Roland Burris, the Illinois senator who followed Barack Obama, who was appointed, what did he do?
Well, he basically said, I don't know that I'm going to vote for cloture on this bill. You know, I'm not a party to the 10-person negotiation. I want to make sure that it achieves the aims that we set out for. So he sort of tossed over the apple cart. I mean, the interesting thing about Roland Burris is that he occupies there's a similarity between him and Joe Lieberman,
yes,
that the Democrats have no leverage over the guy.
Because he's not running for
election.
Yeah, he's
election, not running for
re-election,
and, you know, no one's given him, I mean, partly, you know, somewhat understandably because of the way that he was, you know, appointed and the conditions under which he was appointed, which was by Rob Blagojevich, and then ex post facto we found out that he's trying to see. You know, Burris has not exactly been, you know, welcomed with open arms by his Democratic colleagues. He's not running again. There's exactly zero leverage over him. So, you know, he can play the same game that Joe Lieberman does. The problem, right, is this asymmetry that happens, which is that at the end of the day, you know, Bernie Sanders, you and I both have a tremendous amount of respect for, you know, Bernie Sanders wants people to get health care, and Joe Lieberman doesn't care. And so it's like it does always feel like you're negotiating with terrorists, because
he's a legislative terrorist.
Right, he is, and he's gonna blow up all the hostages in the bank if you don't give in his demands. And it's true that if you had someone who was sort of similarly sociopathic on the other side, you might be able to extract that leverage. But it's hard to conceive of someone who simultaneously is that sort of willing to blow it up and also, you know, committed to getting people health care. If you don't care about the outcomes, it gives you an inherent leverage.
So basically, are you saying to us that, is it your prediction that after the Senate, let's assume it passes this gutted health care bill, no
yep.
public option, no Medicare buy-in, big
yep.
subsidies to the insurance industry
yep.
and a mandate,
yep.
that it will ultimately, it will steamroll through Congress? Is that your prediction?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, as totally predictive, a non-value judgment
right,
prediction
right.
of what is going to happen, I think that's probably right. I think at this point, everybody's been marched out so far onto the plank that they have to jump. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. Everybody. I mean, that was a mixed metaphor, but everybody. You know, everybody is in a situation now where I think that it's hard for them to individually compute that failing to pass the bill will be in their political self-interest, and so ultimately something's going to pass. I mean, someone said something about, like, you know, the White House, Rahm Emanuel, responding to, like, one of those, like, spam emails and,
right.
and calling it healthcare reform. At this point, it's like, whatever.
We'll pass anything, right,
right,
just,
yeah,
just to,
right,
just to
yeah.
get a pass. Yeah, well, then let's turn to Ben Bernanke. And again, on the line with us, Chris Hayes, the Washington editor of The Nation. Is there a chance that Ben Bernanke will be voted down in the Banking Committee, and if not in the Senate Banking Committee, then on the floor of the Senate?
There is a chance. I mean, there's a chance because for a few reasons. One is that Bernie Sanders has been totally righteous in standing up to Bernanke. Two is that there's a sort of interesting left-right alliance. So you have a lot of anti-Bernanke sentiment from sort of very conservative members of Congress whose concerns sometimes dovetail with progressive concerns, but also come from a very different place of sort of Ron Paul-esque gold standard, you know, you're printing money, we don't want inflation, et cetera. But Jim Bunning from Kentucky, who you know, is A, a very ornery gentleman.
to say, he's like crazy.
Yeah, he's like nuts. Yeah,
he's like a crazy person.
But he's a crazy person who sort of like, it's a sort of like stop clock is right twice a day. Like, this is the time of the day when it's right.
Right.
It's like the way that he's gone after Bernanke.
Right.
And so there's a left-right allowance. The other thing is that it's not, you know, it's actually a funny thing. The polling, the Federal Reserve as an institution is actually quite popular and has a lot of trust. In America, but Ben Bernanke does not.
Right. I just see this poll is just off the wire, yep, saying that there was a 48% or 42% of Americans say they think Bernanke sides with Wall Street, yep, and not with Main Street. So, I mean, those are serious numbers. So I just want to remind people, Michael Bennett, our senator here in Colorado, will be voting on Bernanke's nomination tomorrow in the committee at 9:30 a.m. His number, 303-455-7600, 303-455-7600, or his D.C. office, 202-224-5852. I encourage everybody to call up, call Bennett, and tell him to vote against that renomination. Final question for you. So we've got now the president. Two things could happen in the next week, 2 weeks. We could have a health care bill where the progressive priorities get largely steamrolled. We could get Ben Bernanke being reappointed, which is an affront to a lot of progressives, both in the House, they don't get to vote on it, and in the Senate don't
It's also an affront to the basic principles of meritocracy.
Right, of course.
In a society in which people get fired for, you know, drinking a Slurpee after work when they're closing up the 7-Eleven, that Ben Bernanke oversees this, you know, the biggest financial crisis in 60 years and gets reappointed.
And by the way, that is not the funniest part about this is, that is not even in dispute by Ben Bernanke.
No,
Ben Bernanke went in front of Congress and said, I fell down on the job. We should have done all this. Should have done this.
Yeah.
So I completely agree. All you hear in the media is, oh, you know, he was once a great scholar on the Great Depression. He was a great professor at Princeton about the Great Depression. And, you know, so he's most qualified. But to the final point. So you get progressives steamrolled on health care. You get Bernanke reappointed, just the dynamics of Congress. Then you're going to get, at some point following all of that, you will probably get something to do with the Afghanistan war,
yep,
funding the Afghanistan war. Is there, I guess, to use Jim DeMint's term, is there a Waterloo for progressives where they finally at some point are going to say, you know what? Absolutely, positively not. Is that going to be Afghanistan, or is it going to be something else in the relationship with the White House?
You know, that's a really good question. It depends on what you mean by progressives. If you mean progressive members of Congress, the Waterloo might be funding for Afghanistan. I mean, that is not – they. Let's remember, they barely got the funding passed the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it what did it pass by? A vote or two? And they had to whip it like crazy. You had Nancy Pelosi, you know, beating the bushes. You had Rahm Emanuel. So, you know, it's a real question whether they can get that out of the House. And I think that – so in terms of an actual – if you mean Waterloo by an actual legislative defeat of the president engineered by progressives, the most likely place on that is the Afghanistan funding. That's the place where I think you can absolutely really see it. Because you know what? In the case of health care, you know, ultimately a lot of progressives are going to go along. Because
right. It's a goal that they want.
Exactly. It's the goal that they want. It's in the area of policy they feel. Not a single progressive policy member of the Progressive Caucus in the House particularly, you know, feels attached to escalating the war in Afghanistan. And so I think that's the place to look for that kind of Waterloo.
And that'll probably be coming, what is that, after the new year, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Probably around mid – well, again, the calendar on this all depends on health care, but mid-January – somewhere around there.
All right, I got to ask you one last question. My one last question, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. You're a solid progressive. When you go on TV, it says, so I'm not disclosing anything that's not disclosed. Your wife works in the administration.
Yep.
How do you feel about the administration, about the arguments? Oh, if we pressure the president, it's being disloyal to him. Where are you in your feelings about Barack Obama? Are you done with him? Are you disappointed? Where are you on that continuum?
That's a really interesting question. I'm really frustrated. I'm most angry actually on the stuff that has to do with national security, Afghanistan, and Treasury towards the banks, because I think those are the places where the president has the most unilateral power. You know, those are the places where the president is really making policy largely unfettered by Congress.
He can't make the argument, oh, Joe Lieberman, this or that.
Right, exactly, right. And like, and in the cases of climate change and healthcare, I'm angry because I'm angry more at a tactical level. I'm angry at the way that they have chosen to go about applying their political capital. But in the cases of Afghanistan, civil liberties and the kind of the bank bailouts, I'm angry at just the substantive level. They are pursuing really bad policy.
And that's the kind of issue where I think, you know, because we talk about, well, you know, it's never only one guy, but those are the kinds of issues where not, maybe not literally, but almost literally, if the president woke up tomorrow and was like, I'm really going to seriously put strings attached on, say, the TARP bailout, it could happen.
Yes, right. Yeah, no. Or it has a much higher likelihood of happening than it does saying.
If he woke up the next day and said, "I'm going to talk about the public option."
Exactly, right. And you know, I think the big question for you and for me, I mean, first of all, the idea of this like disloyalty, I think, is just crazy and sort of offensive to democracy. I mean, the president is the president. You have your politics. You criticize. You push. That's the only way change ever happens. You know, I have a copy of The Nation from 1935 here in my office, lead editorial about FDR selling out on tax reform. You know, and of course, almost everyone would trade who we have now for FDR,
right.
but at the time, he was doing stuff that was, you know, bad on tax reform, and we beat him up for it. The question of, am I done with Obama, is that if I knew what to come after, it's like also the question of Waterloo. Like, after Waterloo, you know, Napoleon gets exiled to an island. I mean, being done with Barack Obama, you know, that might be an emotional response, but then the question is, what are our points of leverage for making progressive change happen? I think focusing on that, and I think right now the locus of that is in the Progressive Caucus, you know, there's got to be a way to channel the disappointment, channel the frustration, channel the anger to make leverage happen, to enforce power. Because the problem in this country is that ultimately, at the end of the day, progressive, the left, does not have enough power. We need to build more power, and that's the big question.
That is the fundamental question. Chris Hayes of The Nation, you can find his work at thenation.com. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time this morning, man.
Thanks, David.
Good talking to you.
All right.
9:23 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll take more of your calls, and it is time, that time of morning, for the news of the weird. News of the weird.
I thought that's what we've been getting all morning, Dave.
I know, we have been getting news of the weird. A 99-year overdue book returned to a Massachusetts library. That and more after a traffic update.
It's going to be one heavy fine.
Seriously. That and more after a traffic update with Turk.
All right, Dave. I just got a call from our listener Dario out in Boulder. Says there's still some residual traffic out there along Foothills Park. And basically, that's due to an earlier accident. Looks like a pretty serious one involving a motorcycle. It was on the ramp from westbound 36 to Foothills Parkway. So still slowing people down. They're doing some accident investigation. Also got this crash over Thornton Parkway over I-25. That's a serious one as well. Small jams coming into Denton outbound side of 25, 38th past Spear, but really a pretty quick recovery this morning. Also want to let you know, right off of 25 there at Park Avenue, had a train lose some art this morning, damaged the road near the intersection of Park Avenue and Delgany. Still restrictions are in place during the repairs. Forecast today, mix of sun and clouds. Clouds windy but warm, a high of 55 degrees. Our current downtown temperature is 46. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need advice about sim repairs? Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on how to do repairs around the home. Maintenance that could save you from costly repairs. Advice on buying and selling, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. And as owners of Ridgemore Realty, one of Denver's premier home buyers, they'll even purchase your home if it's beyond repair. Tune in to the with Steve and Matina show, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Be Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. Ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. The weather bets give you on conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
927 here. That's the news. That's the music for the news of the weird. Robotic planes capture detailed image of remote Antarctic. This is from San Francisco. Unmanned planes flying over one of the most forbidding regions of Antarctica captured the first close-up images of the area where the cold, dense seawater that drives the ocean's circulation is formed. Pretty cool. AP from New Bedford, Massachusetts. The book returned to the New Bedford Public Library in Massachusetts this week. Wasn't overdue by a week, a month, or even a year. It was nearly a century overdue, and the fine came to $361.35. It is called Facts I Ought to Know About the Government of My Country. Huh. Interesting.
One of them is that they charge you for late fees.
Exactly. There you go. Seems like that's a book that, that more Americans need to read.
So did a relative find it, or, you know?
Well, it says here, Stanley Dudek told the Standard Times newspaper he came across the book while going through things that had belonged to his mother, who died about 10 years ago. He decided that returning the book to the city was the right thing to do.
Why? This, you know, it's been 98 years. Why?
This is hilarious.
Frame it.
Check this out. The overdue book fine was a penny a day. In 1910, but Dudek wasn't asked to pay it. The library plans to display the book now in its special collection.
It's a historical item now.
There you go. Police man shoots suspected prowler with an arrow. Oh, that's brutal. This is from Kelso, Washington State. Police said, Police said a man used his compound bow to interrupt an apparent break-in at a nearby vacant home, wounding a fleeing man in the butt.
Hey, if you're going to hit somebody with an arrow, it might get in the butt.
Police said the man grabbed his hunting bow late Sunday night and chased a suspected prowler for more than three blocks when the fleeing man refused to stop. The bow hunter shot him with the broadhead arrow in the arse.
Man, bow hunting, that is some crazy stuff there, man.
That is some crazy stuff.
I'm not saying I don't like bow hunters. I just think that you're like the hardcore.
It's hardcore, man. That's hardcore.
Yes, it
definitely.
Is.
Definitely. This is from Beijing, from Reuters. Chinese police have detained some 3,470 people so far this year during a crackdown on online pornography and closed thousands of pornographic websites, state media said on Saturday. So a big crackdown in China. New York City holds a condom design contest. This is from AP out of New York. Health officials want more people to wear condoms. New York City's next official condom could be wearing a new design. Yes, by you. The city health department's inviting the public to submit their suggestions for a special limited edition design.
I got an idea for them, Dave. Do you, what's that email?
It's over at the, there's no email. You got to go to the New York City Department, City Health Department's website. You should submit it.
Okay.
The Turk condom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is millions of those things.
This is scary news here. Chicago, radiation from CT scans done in 2007 will cause 29,000 cancers and kill nearly 15,000 Americans, researchers said Monday. The findings published in the Archives of Internal Medicine add to mounting evidence that Americans are overexposed to radiation from diagnostic tests, especially from a specialized kind of X-ray called a computed tomography or CT scan. That's
yeah, I've always felt that, you know, I had to get one of those when I had my appendectomy. They had to figure out what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're just getting zapped with radiation,
You are definitely getting zapped. It's not a reason not to do it if your doctor says.
Right.
But this will change probably some of the
cell phones you're holding in your hand and putting on your ear and your pocket.
I know, man.
And your laptops frying your stuff.
I know. All right, last news of the weird story. Tea and coffee may protect against diabetes. In a review of 18 studies, researchers found that drinking 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day is associated with a 25% lower risk of diabetes than drinking 2 cups or less per day, according to Dr. Rachel Huxley, the George Institute for International Health in Sydney, Australia. That's being reported today on ABC News' health page. That is your news of the weird.
I can't drink 4 cups of coffee.
No,
today,
man.
Dave.
I mean,
2 and I'm like jittery.
I know.
Like weird style.
I know it.
Like I'm on drugs after I drink 2 cups of coffee.
I know, seriously.
But I know people that drink two, you know, full pots of coffee.
I can't do it. I can't. Even with the morning shift, I can't do it. I'm with you.
Like all one right. or two cups, that's it for me.
I know, exactly. All right, we're going to get back to the phones, 303-713-7600. We got a lot of issues here. Now, remember, I've issued a contest challenge out there. Anybody who gets Mark Udall, we want a recording of you calling Mark Udall's office. We got a recording of you calling Mark Udall's office. He voted against allowing Americans to buy prescription drugs from other industrialized countries. I want to hear what his office is saying as an explanation. Because remember, there was that one vote, and then the next vote last night, they had a poison pill vote. It was the same exact legislation, but some regulations in there that basically would nullify the entire thing. It basically would give people like Mark Udall, who want to sell out to the pharmaceutical industry, a way to say, no, I voted for this. And I want a recording to hear what his staff is saying. Call his office, 303-650-7820, or 202-224-5941, 202-224-5941. Ask Mark Udall why he voted against allowing you, me, our pharmacists, and our wholesalers to buy lower-priced FDA-approved prescription drugs from other countries, a privilege that's allowed in every other industrialized country, and then send us the audio. Record it and send us the audio at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, instant message us, or you can play it over your phone if you have it. We can call in and play it over your phone.
I can give out my office number here, so if people want to leave it there as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
So you want me to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, go for it.
If you can put it into an MP3 and email it to us, that would be awesome.
The best, yeah.
But if you need to send, if you need to put it in a phone message, call me at 303-713-8698. And just leave it on my voicemail, and I should be able to transfer from there, or at least play it from my board here.
We really want to hear that. So that challenge is out there. And we want to hear your opinion, obviously, on whether you think Udall sold out to the pharmaceutical industry. I sure do think he sold out. And also, we'll get to back to this question of, do you think the president is helpless on health care reform? We're hearing a lot of spin. Hey, he can't do anything about Joe Lieberman. Do you buy it? Russ Feingold says, no, we shouldn't buy it. The president, the watering down of the health care bill, the elimination of the public option, the elimination of the Medicare buy-in that Joe Lieberman has been pushing, that's exactly what the White House wants. So we shouldn't blame Joe Lieberman. We should blame the president. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. We'll get to your calls after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still in the cleanup phase of crash, Thornton Parkway at I-25. It's on the bridge. Been there for quite some time. Looks like a pretty serious accident. Same deal out in Boulder at Foothills Parkway near the turnpike. Still some slow-going conditions around there due to accident investigation. New crash eastbound Hamden at Santa Fe. Also near downtown, a train has damaged the road near the intersection of Park Avenue and Delgany. Now, that's right near Park Avenue and I-25 and I-70, where all those bridges come together. The big mousetrap type thing right there at the gas station. Restrictions are in place during repairs of that broken road. It wasn't a derailment, just a piece of the train flew off and messed up the road. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy, but warm, highs in the mid-50s, right now 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM760 is brought to you by the Colorado Education Project.
Get to Kohl's 2-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday from 7 a.m. to midnight. You'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. It's like getting paid to shop. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you like listening to music on your computer, listen to this. Now you can hear all your iTunes playlists, internet radio stations, sports, and more in a different room with the new Bose Wave Music System SoundLink. No need to run wires. A small USB plug-in sends audio wirelessly from your computer to the system. This compact system plays CDs and AM/FM radio too, and it sounds much bigger than its size. The Wave Music System now plays music from your computer wirelessly. Check it out. It's only from Bose.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
You know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
If you're in the market for a new home, you are now eligible for a $6,500 tax credit. The first-time homebuyer $8,000 tax credit has been extended to the beginning of June. No payments until 2010. You want to save money for the holidays? Call American Financing now, and you don't have to make a payment until 2010. 303-695-7000. If you didn't take advantage of historically low interest rates earlier this year, here's your chance. If you're not going to stay in your home for more than 5 years, take advantage of the low rates with an FHA 5-year fixed ARM. Rates are in the low fours. Get a quick response from a human being at American Financing, not some computer-generated loan from an invisible national 800 number. American Financing's mortgage loan officers are salaried employees, not 100% commission like many lenders out there. Get pre-qualified over the phone in an hour and close in about 7 days. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Walk-ins are welcome at 225 and Parker Road. AmericanFinancing.net.
No one likes a pledge drive to support quality broadcasting, but here's some good news. You're not listening to quality broadcasting, and this is a pledge to Drive, part of the mini fundraiser event. It's not about money, it's about having fun, because the Mini Cooper Hardtop delivers go-kart handling in 37 mpg, starting at just $19,500. Dealers are standing by.
Right now, take advantage of 2.9% financing on select models and 1.9% financing on the Mini Cooper Clubman. For details, visit miniusa.com/info. MSRP includes destination and handling, excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
9:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, just want to fill you in on what's on our website. We're getting a lot of instant messages from you. Just got this over the instant message. Click over to our website, am760.net. Click to the David Sirota page. You can send us an instant message. I just called Senator Udall's office and was told he voted against the Dorgan Amendment because of safety issues. I let them know I think that's totally bogus. You should let them know that's totally bogus. We already import drugs from other countries. The only thing that's not allowed is for you or I or wholesalers or pharmacists to import them. The manufacturers may import them. They may manufacture them overseas, import them here, and then sell them to us at inflated prices. Our wholesalers and pharmacists cannot buy them from other countries at the lower prices they are sold in other countries. This is a price cartel. It is a drug cartel. The safety canard is a canard. Every other industrialized country on earth allows for that kind of importation, wholesale and pharmacist importation. I don't see any dead Canadians. I don't see any dead Europeans from the supposedly unsafe imported drugs. What this is about is Mark Udall taking $730,000 from the healthcare industry and selling us all out. And if you can, get a recording of your conversation with Mark Udall's office. His number, 303-650-7820. 303-650-7820. Bennett's office, Udall's D.C. office, 202-224-5941. You also should log a call to Senator Michael Bennett's office. His number, 303-455-7600, 303-455-7600, or 202-224-5852, 202-224-5852. Call Bennett's office, thank him for voting the right way, he took a courageous vote, and tell him, as importantly, to vote against Ben Bernanke tomorrow in the Banking Committee, a key vote. Bernanke could go down. A new poll showing that most Americans think that Bernanke, I think the number is 48 to 20, 48% say that Bernanke sides with Wall Street. Only 20% say he sides with Main Street. He was named Time's Person of the Year. Unbelievably, Time Magazine saying that we should thank Ben Bernanke. What a frickin' joke. Go to our website, am760.net. We've got a bunch of things posted there for you. First, we've got our must-read of the day from Glenn Greenwald about our topic of the day. Should we say and agree that President Obama is simply helpless to stop Joe Lieberman, helpless to stop the gutting of the health care bill? What do you think about that? We've got an article up on our website. Our must-read of the day is about that at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Same thing. We've got an article about the importation issue and a link to Mark Udall's vote. And then also, we have just posted this new video that I want you to check out. You don't have to check it out right now, but check it out. Make sure to check it out. There is a new ad campaign against sugary sodas that is hugely controversial because it's kind of disgusting. It's kind of gross. Remember we talked about the PETA ad and how that was banned because it was talked about too many things that were apparently too gross. I thought that was outrageous. Well, this ad is crazy. It shows this guy drinking soda, but the soda turns into this gloopy, globby fat. Try to make the point that when you drink too much soda, you get fat. It's really gross. It's up on our website at am760.net, making a lot of headlines, a lot of waves because it's so graphic. And we'll get back to the phones now. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM760.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi there.
Thanks for keeping us informed what these clowns are up to in Washington. And I called Senator Bennett's office yesterday about Ben Bernanke. Now, I always use the toll-free number, 1-866-220-0044.
Got it.
No problem. And I got a nice young gal, which you never get, but she gave me a lot of information. I explained that I was a constituent, and first of all, I asked what he was going to do, and that I explained I was a constituent. This man has harmed and damaged us. We don't want him back in office. And I asked her if he'd been getting a lot of similar calls, and she said yes.
That's great. That's fantastic. And he needs to hear from us, definitely.
Well, see, but she was very forthcoming, telling me, yes, a lot of people are saying the same thing, and she felt that he was leaning toward what we were saying.
Well, that's fantastic. Gene, thank you for that update.
I am going to call Udall now, but that number is great, doesn't cost anything, and you can really speak up.
I will give it out now. Thank you so much, Gene. Really appreciate
it. Okay. Bye.
You heard it there from Gene, 866-220-0044. Call Michael Bennett's office right now. Tell him to vote against Ben Bernanke tomorrow. I'm telling you, folks, this is a big, big, big vote. If Ben Bernanke goes down, it sends a huge message to the D.C. establishment that we want something different, that we should not reappoint the people who go before Congress and admit that they fell down on the regulatory job. This would be a really, really big vote. So give them a call, 866-220-0044, or his local office, 303-455-7600. Tell Michael Bennett to vote against Ben Bernanke. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM760.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, my question is kind of based on the permanent disadvantage that progressives seem to have, in that we're fractured and that we're not efficiently astroturfed. We're not organized by these, efficient and well-funded corporate groups. And so I don't like this health care bill, and I haven't decided what to do about it. I mean, I certainly will never admit it's anything good, but, part of me thinks, okay, we should settle for something bad so that we can improve it later, and we're not going to get anything better because of the money situation in our politics. And another part of me thinks, well, you know, do we still have a chance with the House in conference? I just don't know what the strategy is, and I wonder if there's any chance that we can get a strategy that not only the progressive community, but everyone who supported Obama and who still believes that change is possible, what's the strategy?
Well, I don't know if there is a strategy.
How do we get it?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, this is a moving target. I mean, I think, and frankly, look, I think that a lot of these things in the past, we look back on them and say, oh, there was such a great strategy. Look, I think a lot of these things are more organic than that. And I'm not trying to say that we don't need some kind of strategy. All I'm trying to say is this. Is that it's my feeling at this point, and I don't have a monopoly on the right opinion, so this could end up being wrong, but it's my feeling that the White House is so invested in passing something that it's willing to pass something bad, and that I'm not convinced that passing something bad is something that we can then build off of. I mean, the first thing, you know, it's like the doctor's oath, first do no harm. I'm not convinced that giving away billions and billions of dollars to the insurance company with no real regulation and no real competition is not doing any harm. I think it might do a lot of harm. And here's the other thing. I think if this bill goes down in its current form, if it's not improved and it goes down, I don't think Obama and the Democrats can simply walk away like Clinton walked away in 1993 and 1994, when it just went down and they said, all right, that's it, we can't do anything. I think the imperative for them to come back to the drawing board will be even greater. And I think that is ultimately where this should go. I think killing the bill, if it is not strengthened before the final vote, will send them back to the drawing board and will put even more impetus on them to pass something real. It will send a message that you cannot use the healthcare crisis to bail out the insurance industry the way you use the Wall Street crisis to bail out the financial industry. And if we, and then it gets to the question of this, at what point do you draw the line? Right? I mean, if we, because we're now setting precedent here. If we let the Wall Street crisis serve as a justification for bailing out the financial industry, and we let the healthcare crisis serve as a rationale for bailing out the insurance industry, at what point do we draw the line? We've now created a precedent that what we do during crises in the United States is simply hand over a huge amount of taxpayer cash to the people who created the crisis. And that is not a good precedent.
I agree, because the next thing, clean energy is already in line. It's already in the queue. You know, and certainly we don't want to be, giving them the next bailout. Absolutely not.
That's exactly right. So it's my estimation, and look, people can disagree with me, but having worked on Capitol Hill, it is my educated guess that if they kill a bad bill, they will not be able to walk away. They'll have to come back to the table and start from a much stronger place. Right now, we have gotten to a place, if the Lieberman cuts stand, that is so weak, so pathetic, that I think it is potentially really, really a step backwards. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's go to Brian in Philly. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, David. Hey, first of all, I just want to say what a great asset Turk is. But
there's a shout-out for Turk. I agree as well.
Yeah. Hey, listen, a couple things. First of all, whatever happened to the nuclear option? Remember how the Republicans blew up Democratic efforts to filibuster the judicial nomination?
Yeah, well, Tom Harkin, the senator from Iowa, has put out a proposal to change the filibuster, not to the nuclear option, but back to where the old filibuster was. The real problem is now that there doesn't have to be a physical filibuster, that the senators don't have to stand on the floor and actually physically filibuster. And so that has increased the number of filibusters because it's so easy. Tom Harkin's bill would return it back to the pre-1970s filibuster, which is much harder to accomplish.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to tell you, I think what you just said and what Chris Hayes said earlier, that's enlightening. But, what I find myself, I'm a progressive person, but with Obama, I constantly find myself saying, well, maybe I just need to take his perspective, the long view. You know, I mean, he's looking at what he can do over the next 8 years. And so I keep cutting him all these breaks and hoping that, you know, he's bending the curve of justice or of history toward justice or whatever it is he's doing. But, I mean, it's building up to the point it's cumulative. To the point where you begin to wonder what you were saying earlier, has this guy sold out? And you had Matt Taibbi on, and I mean, you read that article and you can become really depressed.
Yeah, but here's the thing, just to add one thing to what you said, you know, I do think Obama has the long view, but history's view, if you look at the history of presidents, most of the transformative presidents passed a huge chunk of their legacy, of their transformative policies in their first year or two. That's a historical fact. I mean, a huge chunk of the New Deal was passed in the first year or two of FDR's presidency. A huge chunk of the Great Society was passed in the first couple of years of Lyndon Johnson's presidency. I just read a biography of Ronald Reagan pointing out that a huge part of the legislative Reagan revolution was passed in the first years of his presidency. So I get the idea. I mean, we heard this a couple months ago. We got to give Obama some time and all this stuff. And I agree. We want to have a realistic view here, but we also want to remember history. And the history makes sense. A president coming off of a big election has the most legislative momentum at any time in their presidency, coming right off that momentum. The longer things go on, the less that momentum makes a difference. And we see that in the new Gallup poll, showing that Obama's approval ratings are sinking and sinking among his own base. Hey, Brian, thanks so much for the call. 9:52, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Just working one crash right now. Eastbound Hamden at Santa Fe down there in the Inglewood area. That's a pretty major intersection, though, so lots of shopping malls, too, around there. So if you're shopping around Santa Fe and Hamden, expect some delays. Also got some patchy ice up in the high country on I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel, as well as over Vail and Loveland Passes. Bridge work still underway over 104th Avenue between Colorado Boulevard and U.S. 85. Also, a train has damaged the road near the intersection of Park Ave and Delgany. That's right around I-25. Restrictions in place. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds right now. Looks mostly cloudy. Mild and warm, though, today. Looking for a high near 55. Currently, 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. That means more holiday time with your family. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
You know what I want for Christmas? I want more time to make the most of it.
This year, spend less time chasing sales and more time really enjoying Christmas. With Walmart's Price Match Promise, you can do all your holiday shopping at Walmart. And if you find a lower advertised price, they'll match it. That means unbeatable prices for you and more holiday time with your family. Save money. Live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. Open your media player now and click on the banner to get your free bottle of Beta Prostate today. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. To get a full 30-day supply, rush to your door, click on the banner located next to your media player now. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043. This offer is for new customers only. All you pay is shipping and handling. Call or click now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-213-8043. That's 1-800-213-8043.
In Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM760. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, David, I just had a question for you. I guess from my understanding, the reason that these drugs are not able to be imported is that many of these countries do not honor the patent.
Hold on, Eddie. Hold on. They are imported. They are currently imported. Right now, our country, you go to the pharmacist, and you are likely to be consuming an imported drug from somewhere like China.
Okay, let me reword that. But the patents are paid on those drugs. And I guess I would wonder, how would you feel if people were importing books that you had written without paying you any copyright on your book?
Well, I wouldn't like that. But, Eddie, explain to me why only the manufacturer should be able to import them.
Because the manufacturer...
Why can't the wholesalers import them?
They spent the money...
I understand that. But wait a minute. Hold on. Follow my logic here. The manufacturer manufactures the drug, let's say, in China. Sends it over to Canada. Okay, they're selling the drug in Canada for $6 a pill. They're selling the drug in the United States for $60 a pill. Okay, follow with me for a second. Okay, why can't the American pharmacist go to the Canadian pharmacist? The patents have all been respected. This happens in European countries. It happens in Canada all the time. Why can't the American pharmacist call up the Canadian pharmacist and say, hey, Canadian pharmacist, I hear you got this drug up there that I got to sell. I'm being sold here for $60 because the drug company charges me $60. I hear you're getting it up there for $6. How about you send me down a shipment here so I can give my patients the same drug for $6?
Those are licensing agreements the drug companies have with those manufacturers, and we're one of the few countries that actually allows these companies to spend the money and develop the new drugs. The rest of the world has sort of turned their back on it, and that's why one of the reasons we have one of the few countries that has a healthy drug developing companies in this country.
Eddie, we are one of the countries that has a healthy drug development industry here because 30% of drug development is paid for by the U.S. taxpayer through the National Institutes of Health. And then we are returned for that favor when we hand over that research to the private drug companies. We are returned by being charged the highest prices in the world for drugs. Additionally, the New York Times reported just a few months ago that more and more drug manufacturers are moving their production facilities overseas to evade U.S. labor, environmental, and safety standards. So again, you haven't answered the question why the American pharmacist should be not allowed to call up the Canadian pharmacist and import patented drugs under the patent, all the patent laws, and that only the manufacturer should be allowed to do that.
Well, I say it's the same thing as China producing movie CDs, DVDs, and violating...
No, that's not what it is, because they're not violating the patents. Eddie, you got two shots at it. You missed it. An American pharmacist buying a patented drug from a Canadian pharmacist is not violating the patents. Sorry, it's not. Thanks for your call. Tomorrow, Ed Perlmutter in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. You're not going to want to miss that. It's at 9. He's been the source of controversy. Tune in tomorrow.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestway.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257 or discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Solis Marriage.
Hey, I'm Mario Solis, Marriage Show. We find out how much the bill will cost. We'll take your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Denver Boulder.